großem Bahnhof, dein Park, consider all. I see the sign of the rolling thunder. When he comes with shout of acclamation and take me home, joy shall fill my heart. Then I will bow full adoration and proclaim my God. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. Oh, how great thou art,
how great,
how great thou art. How great thou art, oh great thou art.
Amen. We greet you this morning, saints, in Jesus' name.
just before we get to anything else, I think the saints realized we didn't yet take an offering this morning. The reason was is we have quite a special need today for a certain sister. She's in Poland. She's a new believer. Sister Yulita. Brother Robert's just come back from there. And the sister is in trouble because of her stand for the message of the hour. And because of her stand, her husband is trying to take her children away.
On essaie de ravir ses enfants.
So this week, Thursday, is the deadline. And she's a very poor sister, but she so much needs a solicitor.
Et elle a besoin d'un avocat.
Early this week to represent her. So the saints brought us the request, and I said, it's a very noble and worthy request, I do believe, for the saints. There's many times that we help and we don't say anything to people. Brother Vergus knows. You know, the Bible says, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. But there's other times maybe that it's good to ask the saints if they could also help. So we'd ask Brother George, he wouldn't mind. Let's sing one more song. Let's take an offering for this sister Yulita. Whatever we take in the offering will go. The brothers will send it to her immediately to try to see if she can get a lawyer before the deadline this week. And let's pray for her as well, that the Lord will give her wisdom and grace at this time, because she's being persecuted for righteousness' sake.
Elle est persécutée à cause de sa justice.
And because she's in the message, they're saying it's a cult and different things, and that's the basis they're trying to take her children away.
And
I'm sure if you and I were in that situation, it wouldn't be a nice situation to be in. Let's take our offering. We sing one more song for this sister. Heaven. The blessings are falling tonight.
There's joy, joy, joy in my heart. Since Jesus makes everything right. I gave him my old tattered garments. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven. And that's why I'm happy tonight.
Oh, the windows
of heaven
are open.
The blessings are falling tonight. There's joy, joy, joy in my heart.
Since
Jesus makes
everything right.
I gave him my old tattered garments.
He gave me
a robe of pure white.
I'm feasting on manna from heaven.
And that's why I'm happy tonight.
The
windows of heaven
are open.
The blessings are falling tonight.
There's joy, joy,
joy in my heart.
Since
Jesus makes
everything right,
I gave him my old tattered garments. He gave me a robe of pure white.
I'm feasting on manna from heaven,
and that's why I'm happy tonight.
Father, we thank you for your blessings that
yes,
you've given unto us, Lord.
Amen.
Father, even as we hear of the need of our sister,
amen.
Lord, what could we do but just this, Lord, that we have done to help her, Lord.
Amen.
And we pray, Father, that you will be the great help that she needs in this
yes,
hour
Lord,
of her
yes,
need.
Lord, yes, Lord.
And we bring her before you and amen. Pray, Father, that, Lord, you'll be merciful unto her.
Amen.
Father, it could be any one of us today, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, you've been merciful to us.
Yes.
And we pray that you do the same for her, Lord.
Amen.
May you bless this tithes and offering that your children have brought, Lord.
Amen.
May it be of great help to her in her hour, Lord. In
amen.
Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless. God bless. Saints. Just a couple of announcements. Firstly, we'd like to welcome our visitors today.
Nous voulons saluer nos visiteurs.
Brother George's friends, Frank and Uriah. God bless you. Welcome to the service this morning.
Bienvenue au service ce matin.
Next weekend we have our special meetings with Brother Crosby.
Le week-end prochain, nous aurons nos réunions spéciales.
We're going to have two services Saturday, two services on Sunday.
Deux services le samedi et deux services le dimanche.
So we really would request the saints to be in prayer for those meetings.
Demandons à ce que les saints soient en prière pour ces
We're
réunions.
Wanting to start Saturday 1:30.
Le samedi, nous voulons commencer.
So we'll have an afternoon service and an evening service on Saturday.
La réunion de, du soir aussi le
and
samedi.
Then a morning and an afternoon service on the Sunday.
Et puis le matin et les après-midi
and this week
dimanche.
On Wednesday, we'd really invite everybody who's possibly able to come for special prayer. We'd like to have a special prayer meeting for the services this week on Wednesday.
Ce mercredi, nous allons avoir une réunion spéciale de prière.
So we'd really, really ask the saints
nous demandons
to
que
support
les saints
that,
supportent cela,
seeking the blessing of God
recherchant la bénédiction de Dieu
on the meetings that lay before.
Sur les réunions qui sont devant nous.
Brother Virgus, trustee, is asking if there's any saints who would wish to help him in his role with music, sound, different things like that, the songs and stuff. So if there's anybody who would like to help, he would really appreciate somebody, one or two people, as many people as would desire to help. Please, if you'd like to see one of the deacons or see Brother Virgus after the service, it would be a great help for him. We also have one more request here for a sister in Lithuania, Sister Chesa. She's just had surgery for a brain tumor.
Elle avait une tumeur de cerveau.
And the saints are asking me to remember her in prayer.
Les saints, demandent si
so let's bow our heads. Let's put this before the Lord. Father, what a needy people that we are, and how we desire to bring our needs up unto Thee. Father, You have promised to supply every single one of our needs according to Your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And Father, upon this day, we stand upon that promise. Now we have our sister in Lithuania. Father, what a need that she has. Surely in her life, she's never had such a need as this. Father, surely she's never been through a time, Lord, that she needs Your grace and Your mercy as she does at this time. So Father, we just unite our simple faith together with the faith of our sister. Father, we unite together with our brothers and our sisters there in Lithuania, and we lift the sister up unto Thee in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we ask of Thee, Lord, that You would minister of Your blessing and of Your grace. Father, in her great hour of need. And Father, we wait upon Thee for a good report for Your glory. Father, for the service this day and for Your people. I just want to bring each and every one of us before Thee, Lord. Father, there's only one thing that we desire today. We just want that Your will be done. Father, we'd long to lay ourselves aside, to lay aside any thoughts that we could have, to lay aside any ideas that we might have. And Father, how each and every one of us would just want to give ourselves into Your hands. That, Father, You may minister through. Father, that You may minister to the souls of Your people. That You may speak unto each and every one of us. Bless the visitors in our gates. Bless each and every one of us, Lord, that have gathered in Your house. Father, we do pray for the saints gathering in like manner, right from Cork. Father, through Banbridge. Father, right the way to Belfast, to Donegal. You bless Your people upon this day. And wheresoever Your people would be gathered in Your precious name. Father, what a tremendous, precious promise that You've given unto us, that You'll be with us. So Father, be with us in Your word. Help us, as we always pray, to be shut in with God upon this day, in this secret place. Father, help us to get our own human minds. Father, let us lay aside our earthly confusion. And Father, may You help us to enter into that dimension, the mind of Christ upon this day. Father, You help us, we ask. And Father, as we come to the end, we'll give to You all the praise and the honor and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Let's open our Bibles to the book of Hebrews chapter 11.
Le livre des Hébreux, chapitre 11.
We'd like to finish off by the grace of God what we started last Sunday.
Nous voulons terminer par la grâce de Dieu ce que nous avons
speaking of investigating judgment.
Parlant de l'investigation du jugement.
Which is really speaking of the season of time that we're in.
Qui parle de la, du temps dans lequel nous vivons.
Hebrews 11, from just verse 7 we'll read.
Nous allons lire le verset 7 du
it's speaking 11. About faith.
Parle de
and it's speaking
foi.
About Noah.
Il parle de, aussi de Noé.
Hebrews 11, verse 7. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not yet, not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. So there's a tremendous amount there. It was faith. This never originated with Noah. Faith is revelation.
La foi, c'est la révélation.
For us to have faith, God has to speak to us.
Pour que nous puissions avoir la foi, Dieu nous, doit nous parler.
God has to open a channel
Dieu doit ouvrir un canal
to the dimension where he is.
Aux dimensions dans lesquelles il se trouve.
And we have to enter into that channel.
Et nous devons entrer dans ce canal.
And then we start to see things where God sees things.
Alors nous commençons à voir les choses telles que Dieu les voit.
And God spoke to Noah.
Et Dieu a parlé à Noé.
And he was moved by fear.
Il était mû par la peur.
And he prepared an ark
et il a préparé
to the
une
saving
arche
of his household. You may be seated. May the Lord bless his word.
Que Dieu bénisse sa parole.
So we can see that,
nous pouvons voir que,
that in the days of Noah,
au jour de Noé,
this divine program,
ce programme divin,
never started with Noah.
N'a pas commencé avec Noé.
God had his thoughts.
Dieu dans ses pensées,
when God looked at the earth,
quand Dieu a regardé la terre,
look in Genesis chapter 6.
Regardez Genèse chapitre 6.
This is what God was feeling when he looked at the conditions of the day.
Voici ce que Dieu ressentait quand il regardait à la condition du
there weren't many other people looking at it the same way as God in that day.
Il y avait beaucoup d'autres personnes qui regardaient à la condition de ce jour-là comme Dieu.
But in Genesis chapter 6,
mais dans Genèse chapitre 6,
verse 3,
le verset 3,
it says, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. So God
Dieu
put a number on the days of man.
A limité le nombre de jours de l'homme.
This was the last days.
Ça, c'était le dernier jour.
Each year
chaque année
was a countdown
et c'était un compte à rebours
to judgment.
Au jugement.
Things had moved into a certain cycle in the program of God.
Les choses sont allées dans un certain cycle dans le programme de Dieu.
And God was the one who determined when this cycle would begin.
Et Dieu était le seul à déterminer quand le cycle
and God
commence.
Was the one who determined when the cycle would end.
Et Dieu était le seul à déterminer quand le cycle termine.
And this cycle was going to end
et ce cycle allait se terminer
in the wrath of God.
Dans la fureur de Dieu.
In God pouring out the fullness of his wrath
lorsque Dieu déverse la pleine fureur
upon men and women,
sur les hommes et sur
children,
les femmes, les enfants,
animals,
les animaux,
everything that had breath,
tout ce qui respire.
That's a very serious thought.
Ça, c'est une pensée très sérieuse.
But the majority of the people, like Jesus tells us,
comme Jésus nous le dit,
in the days of Noah,
au jour de Noé,
they were just eating and drinking and
ils ne faisaient que manger,
marrying and giving in marriage.
Se marier, donner en mariage.
They were totally unaware
ils étaient complètement
that in the heavenly dimension where God dwells,
dimension céleste, dans la parole de Dieu,
a junction had been reached.
Il y a un carrefour qui était
things certain. Weren't going to just continue the way that they were.
Les choses n'allaient pas continuer de la même
something
façon.
Moved
quelque chose s'est
in God.
En Dieu.
And God said, that's it.
Et Dieu a dit, c'est fini.
Things are beyond remedy.
Les choses sont au-delà de
there's nothing left but judgment.
Il n'y a rien qui reste que le jugement.
But the world didn't know.
Mais le monde ne le savait
it's
pas.
It's like in our age.
C'est comme dans notre
people
âge.
Still go to the cinema. People still watching television.
Les gens continuent à aller au cinéma, à regarder
people
la
planning their weddings for 2 years time.
Planifient leur mariage pour
totally
deux ans.
Unaware.
Totalement inconscient
of how God was looking at things.
De la façon dont Dieu regardait les choses.
Because the world
parce que le monde
had got into such a dimension,
était entré dans une telle dimension
of sin and unbelief,
du péché et incrédulité,
that it was a stranger from the dimension of faith where God dwelt.
Que c'était étrange la dimension de la foi dans laquelle Dieu travaillait.
Man's thoughts
la pensée
was
de
so evil.
Était si mauvaise.
It says it in the Bible, verse 5. Let's read first.
Verset 5, il est dit dans la Bible.
And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Hey, God looked at it like and says, "This is great wickedness."
Dieu a regardé, a dit que ça c'était une grande méchanceté.
But one generation went into another.
Une génération après une autre,
and a generation was born.
Et une génération était née.
And what before had been sin
et ce qui était comme péché auparavant,
and wrong in the eyes.
Et mauvais.
When people still were fellowshipping with the dimension where God was.
Et lorsque les hommes continuaient à adorer dans la même dimension que Dieu.
But a generation had risen up.
Ah, mais il y a une génération qui s'était élevée.
That right from the mother's womb.
Dès l'enceinte.
The children were born into an atmosphere of unbelief.
Les enfants étaient nés dans l'atmosphère de l'incrédulité.
Born into homes that were not governed by God's word.
Nés de saints qui n'étaient pas gouvernés
par education system.
Les systèmes éducatifs.
Systems were teaching contrary to faith.
Le système enseignait des choses contraires à la foi.
Criticizing,
critiquant
God's word,
l'œuvre de Dieu,
God's ways,
les voies de Dieu.
Those ancient landmarks that God had set and said, "Do not go beyond these boundaries."
Ces barrières que Dieu avait déterminées de ne pas aller.
There rose up a generation.
Il y a une génération qui
that openly and defiantly, like in the days of Sodom,
qui ouvertement ont défié.
Remove the ancient landmarks.
Ils ont enlevé ces barrières anciennes.
And placed them where they thought they should be.
Et ils les ont placées là où elles ne devraient.
Friends, when God sets a landmark,
si Dieu place une barrière,
it's for the good of man.
C'est pour le bien de l'homme.
It's not for God's good that He tells us His laws and His commandments.
Pour nous dire que ce sont des lois, ce sont des commandements.
Friends, marriage started in Eden.
Parce que le mariage a commencé.
It doesn't matter what man says about marriage
peu
now.
Ce que l'homme dit à
God has only one standard of marriage.
Dieu n'a qu'un seul standard.
That's the ancient landmarks that God has set.
Et ça, c'est l'emblème que Dieu a établi.
God says a man and a woman should not live together unless they're married.
Dieu a dit que l'homme et la femme ne peuvent pas vivre ensemble.
For a man and a woman to be intimate before marriage is called fornication.
Pour que l'homme et la femme puissent se connaître, c'est une
fornication. A child born out of marriage.
Et un enfant qui est né d'un tel.
It's a serious thing in the eyes of God.
C'est une chose sérieuse devant les yeux de Dieu.
For someone to sleep with someone who's married is adultery in the eyes of God.
C'est pour quelqu'un de coucher avec une femme mariée.
Those are the ancient landmarks that God set.
Et ça, ce sont des emblèmes que Dieu a
placés. And God's word is eternal.
Et la parole de Dieu est éternelle.
God said it is wrong.
Dieu a dit que c'est mauvais.
For any relationship outside of these landmarks.
Toute relation qui est en dehors de ces emblèmes.
But man comes.
Mais Dieu,
and he knows better than God. He
l'homme pense qu'il connaît mieux que Dieu.
And he changes the laws and he changes
change
the times.
Les lois et il change le temps.
Then he wonders why he starts to reap a whirlwind.
Et vous commencez à vous demander, il se demande pourquoi
of
il
immorality and rebelliousness. All the diseases that strike and the things that happen.
Qui le frappe et tous les
God sets his landmarks.
Dieu a établi ses emblèmes.
But as it was in the days of Noah.
Mais comme c'était au jour
there
de
Noé, rose a generation.
Avec ces générations,
that were complete strangers from the word of God.
Qui étaient complètement, entièrement étrangères.
Satan builds a system like he's doing in this age.
Les choses bâti sur les systèmes comme
that no matter what you look at in the newspaper,
peu importe ce que vous lisez dans
no matter what they broadcast on TV,
peu importe ce qu'ils disent à la télé,
no matter what they teach in the schools,
peu importe ce que l'école
generally speaking.
Généralement parlant,
it opposes somebody's faith.
S'oppose
it never builds
croyance.
Up somebody's faith. So who is behind it all?
Qui est derrière tout cela?
It's not God behind those
systems. Pas Dieu derrière toutes ces choses.
It's not God influencing.
C'est pas Dieu qui influence.
The governments of the world to pass the laws
les
which they pass.
De la terre pour passer, faire passer les lois qu'ils votent.
The systems that are established.
Les systèmes qui sont
it's someone contrary to God.
Y a quelqu'un qui est
trying to set
Dieu,
up his opposing kingdom.
Essayant d'opposer ce royaume.
Satan's Eden, and that's where we live in.
Et l'Éden de Satan,
in the days of Satan's Eden that is built with
au jour de l'Éden de Satan,
science and technology.
La science et la technologie.
Man's wisdom coming to a climax.
La sagesse et de l'homme atteindre un niveau très
and
haut.
Jesus told us that's how it was in the days of Noah.
Dieu nous a enseigné que c'est ainsi que c'est, Jésus nous a enseigné que c'est ainsi
science
que
and knowledge. Being exalted above revelation,
élevé au-dessus de la révélation et la foi.
And it says that God saw the wickedness of man.
Dieu vit la méchanceté de l'homme.
It says and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
Et que toutes les pensées de leur cœur s'étaient.
That's how God looked at man.
C'est ainsi que lorsque Dieu a
God looked at the very fountain.
Dieu a regardé la fontaine.
That created the thoughts of man.
Qui a créé la pensée de l'homme.
Before something became a thought in somebody.
Avant que quelque chose ne devienne une pensée dans quelqu'un.
God looked at the imagination of the thoughts of man's heart.
Dieu a regardé l'imagination, la pensée de la.
The whole fountain was polluted.
La La fontaine entière était polluée.
Friends, if you grew up in a home,
si vous grandissez dans une maison,
and the people in that home, your parents,
et les gens dans cette maison, les parents sont critiques
of God's word,
de la parole de Dieu,
or immoral,
et sont immoraux,
things like that,
ou les choses pareilles.
Maybe they grew up in a home like that as well. You can't blame them.
Peut-être qu'ils n'ont pas grandi dans une maison comme celle-là.
But it's very hard without the grace of God.
Mais c'est difficile sans la grâce.
For a child to grow up in a home like that,
qui grandit dans une maison telle
to see things the way that God sees things,
de voir les choses telles que Dieu les voit.
Because there's the power of influence.
Parce qu'il y a une puissance et l'influence.
And there was such a darkness in the days of Noah over civilization.
Il y a eu une telle obscurité dans le sur la terre au jour de Noé.
Man's thoughts were naturally wicked.
Les pensées de l'homme étaient naturellement méchantes.
From what he read and what he watched and what he spoke about.
De ce qu'il a entendu, de ce qu'il parlait.
What he was surrounded with.
Et ce qu'il entourait.
Even before children would think.
Même avant les enfants pensaient.
There was such an influence around.
Il y avait une telle influence autour.
That they didn't have a fair chance to think the right things.
Qu'ils n'avaient pas une chance de penser une chose correcte.
Friends.
Amis.
That's why if somebody has Christians as parents.
C'est pourquoi lorsque quelqu'un a pour
parents
des chrétiens.
The young people here, they should really thank God for
that. Ils doivent vraiment remercier Dieu.
It gives you such an advantage in life.
Ça vous donne un tel avantage dans la vie.
That when your parents teach you the ancient landmarks.
Lorsque vos enfants vous, lorsque vos parents vous
teach
enseignent
you faith,
les, la foi.
And tell you God's thoughts.
Et vous disant les pensées de Dieu.
It's a great blessing.
C'est,
and if children will follow that, like the Bible says,
et les enfants pareil,
it'll keep you from many sorrows in your life.
Va vous préserver de beaucoup de
troubles dans la
vie.
But there's a competing system out there.
Mais il y a un système qui de
compétition. And it's so attractive the way that it's presented.
Il est tellement attrayant la façon dont il est présenté.
The Bible says, "Woe unto the people, the generation."
La Bible dit malheur à la génération.
That calls darkness light.
Qui appelle ténèbres lumière.
And calls light darkness.
Et qui appelle lumière ténèbres.
That's the generation we've come to, like the days of Noah.
La génération dans laquelle nous vivons.
What's been promoted as being advancement and knowledge.
Comme étant les avancements de la technologie.
And whatever else you want to call it.
Et tout ce que vous voulez l'appeler.
If you take it back to God's word.
Si vous le ramenez à la parole de
it's
Dieu.
It's not light, it's darkness.
Ce n'est pas la lumière, c'est la ténèbre.
Because God's word is light.
Parce que la parole de Dieu
thy
est la
word is a lamp unto my feet.
Ta parole est une lampe à mes pieds.
But civilization is getting so far
mais
away
la civilisation
from the word now.
S'éloigne tellement de la parole. Maintenant,
so far.
Très loin,
that we have to make a choice.
Que nous devons faire un choix.
And the further it gets away, and the more this legislation made against the Bible, and
plus loin elle s'éloigne, plus les lois sont
against Bible principles,
contre les principes de la Bible.
The stranger a believer seems in this generation.
C'est ainsi que les croyants
voient. You seem like an antique.
Ça paraît comme,
you seem like an oddball.
Vous paraissez comme un homme antique.
When you say to somebody,
lorsque vous dites à quelqu'un,
I'm not going to kiss my wife before I'm married.
Je vais pas baiser ma femme avant de l'épouser.
You're from 1930 something in the eyes of people.
Tu viens de 1930 quelque.
But that's the way that it always used to be.
Mais ça a toujours été ainsi.
It's only recently these things began.
C'est seulement maintenant, récemment que ces choses.
People to live together before marriage.
Les gens vivaient ensemble avant le mariage.
It used to be a disgrace in the family.
C'était une disgrâce en
if
la famille.
If your daughter,
si votre fille,
maybe fell pregnant before marriage.
Peut-être commet en fait.
It was like a shame.
C'est comme un péché.
It happened in our family.
Ça s'est passé dans
my
notre
sister,
famille.
When she was 16, she fell pregnant.
Lorsque ma sœur était âgée de 16 ans, elle était
it
enceinte.
It was a reproach to my parents.
C'était une opprobre
they
pour mes
sent
parents.
Her to friends in another country.
Non, voyez.
Then she had a child and gave it up for adoption.
Elle a accouché et puis on a donné l'enfant pour
but
adoption.
But it's become normal now.
Mais maintenant ça devient normal.
Now when people used to do various things in society.
Les gens étaient habitués à faire des choses varieuses dans la société.
There's always been sin, friends.
Ça a toujours été un péché.
But when sin gets accepted,
et lorsque le péché est accepté,
like they say, you bring things out of the closet.
C'est comme si vous faites sortir les choses.
There's always been sin done in the closet.
Le péché était toujours fait dans le péché.
But people always There was still something in people that they knew I shouldn't do this openly before.
Il y avait toujours quelque chose dans les gens qui disaient que je ne dois pas faire ceci en public.
But something's changed at all, friends.
Mais quelque chose a soudainement changé.
Now it doesn't matter what people do.
Peu importe ce que les gens
font. And you can't say anything against it.
Et vous ne pouvez rien dire contre.
Because they say you're being a bigot.
Parce qu'on va dire que vous êtes un.
Or you're judging people. It's not judging people. The word judges us all, friends.
La parole juge aussi.
Every single one of us has to stand before God one day.
Chacun de nous se tiendra devant
Dieu un jour. And he's going to judge us by his word.
Il sera jugé par sa parole.
And Jesus said, heavens and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away.
Jésus a dit que le ciel et la terre passeront, mais mes paroles.
And the Bible says, God will judge the world by Jesus Christ, and he's the word.
La parole qui juge le monde par Jésus-Christ, c'est la
parole. When you go to the law courts of the land,
lorsque vous allez à un tribunal,
they have their statute books.
Ils ont un livre des statuts.
They have their yardstick that they have to measure things by.
Ils ont leurs règles avec laquelle ils doivent.
The judge can't just give his own judgment on things.
Les juges ne peuvent pas juste donner son.
He's got to look back at presidents and different things that have taken place before.
Il doit considérer les choses qui se sont passées avant.
And everyone has to be judged by the same law.
Et chacun est jugé par la même loi.
There can be no partiality in judgment.
Il ne peut pas y avoir d'impartialité dans le jugement.
So how much more the great judge?
Combien plus encore le grand juge?
He's the judge of all judges.
Il est le juge de tous les juges.
How is he going to judge?
Et comment va-t-il juger?
He's given us his word.
Il nous a donné sa parole.
And he's going to judge us by his word.
Et il va nous juger selon sa
the
parole.
Bible says that the great judgment, the books will be opened.
La Bible dit qu'au jour du grand jugement,
and every man will be judged out of the books.
Et tout le monde sera jugé selon les livres.
According to the deeds, the works they did in the body.
Selon les faits qu'ils ont fait lorsqu'ils étaient dans le corps.
That's a serious day.
C'est un jour sérieux.
Because people now they think they're getting away with it.
Parce que maintenant les gens pensent
qu'ils vont s'en
débarrasser.
There was a court case where these unbelievers took God to court. Just a few years back, they took God to court.
Ils ont amené Dieu au tribunal, incroyant.
And they say they won the case.
Il dit qu'il a gagné le cas.
Because God never turned up.
Parce que Dieu ne s'est pas montré.
Imagine those kinds of people, friends.
Imaginez ces genres de choses.
And they stand before God, and he's got eyes like fire.
Et ils vont se tenir devant Dieu. Il a les yeux comme
and
le feu.
And his feet are like brass.
Et ses pieds comme de la braise.
And he's going to judge without mercy.
Et il va juger sans miséricorde.
Where are those people going to stand on that
où
day?
Où se tiendront ces gens-là?
But the foolishness of man.
Mais la folie de l'homme.
They think because we're getting away with it now, God doesn't see. God does see.
Ils pensent que maintenant, parce qu'ils le font, Dieu ne les voit pas.
But God is patient.
Mais Dieu est patient.
It's his long suffering.
C'est sa patience.
Because he doesn't want anybody
parce
to perish.
Veut que personne ne périsse.
So God doesn't just suddenly judge immediately when somebody sins.
Dieu ne vient pas seulement juger immédiatement lorsque quelqu'un pêche.
God's going to send warning first.
Mais il nous donne d'abord un avertissement.
God's going to try to get somebody away from their sin first before he judges them for that sin.
Il essaie d'éloigner la personne de son péché avant de pouvoir les juger.
And that's why he said to Noah.
C'est pourquoi il a dit à Noé.
I'll give it another 120 years.
Je vais lui donner encore 120 ans.
The thoughts are evil.
Les pensées sont
mauvaises. Verse 6 says, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart.
Il s'est repenti d'avoir fait l'homme et son cœur.
Man was rejoicing.
L'homme se réjouissait.
Said, look at the civilization we've made.
Dit, regardons la civilisation.
Look at how advanced our science has become.
Combien vaste notre science est devenue.
We can put men on the moon.
Nous pouvons placer l'homme dans
we
la lune.
We can send satellites.
Nous pouvons envoyer des satellites.
To the farther side of the solar system.
De l'autre côté du système solaire.
And God looked at the whole thing.
Dieu a regardé à toutes ces choses.
And he says, I don't understand why I made them.
Il dit, je ne comprends pas pourquoi j'ai créé ces hommes.
I didn't make them to live like that.
Je ne les ai pas créés pour vivre ainsi.
I made them to worship me.
Je les ai créés pour m'adorer.
And then they'll be happy and satisfied.
Alors il sera content et
yes, if you study isn't there's nothing wrong with knowledge, friends.
Oui, il n'y a rien d'étudier la
as long as it's governed by the word of God.
Si longtemps que c'est gouverné par la loi de
as
Dieu.
As long as when you're eating from the tree of the knowledge of
si
good and evil.
Que vous mangez de l'arbre de la connaissance.
It doesn't take you away from the tree of life.
Cela ne vous éloigne pas de l'arbre.
But the moment you see you're studying, you're partaking of the tree of knowledge.
Vous prenez pas à l'arbre.
It's taking you away from the tree of life.
Vous éloigne de l'arbre de la vie.
I wouldn't study that anymore.
Je ne veux plus alors étudier.
Because what does it profit a man?
Parce que à quoi profite un homme?
To gain the whole world.
De gagner le monde entier.
That man who died last week in Venezuela, Chavez.
Cet homme qui est décédé la semaine dernière
au
Venezuela,
Hugo Chavez. What was his last words?
Quelles étaient ses dernières paroles?
I don't want to die.
Je ne veux pas dormir.
Please, don't let me die.
Ne me permettez pas. Ne me laissez pas mourir.
I felt sorry for the man. When I knew Asik, I even prayed for that man.
Et j'ai prié pour
because they said he was holding on to Christ.
Parce qu'il s'en tenait à Christ.
Holding on to the doctors, but he was a Catholic man. He didn't really understand much about Christ.
Il était catholique, il ne comprenait pas beaucoup sur Christ.
But it's not a nice thing to think of a soul.
Mais c'est pas une bonne chose de penser
coming right to death, going into the great beyond.
Lorsque votre âme arrive à la mort, aller au-delà.
Being in fear, like it, saying, I don't want to die.
Étant dans une telle disant,
would it not be far better to make a preparation now?
Maintenant, vous avez le temps de faire
because
la préparation.
God will always give a person opportunity to make a preparation before
parce
judgment.
Dieu va toujours donner à la personne le temps de
préparer. Because in the days of Noah, before God brought judgment, God made a preparation.
Parce que au jour de Noé, avant d'amener le jugement,
for
Dieu
those who wanted to be saved,
tous ceux qui voulaient
God will always make a way for people who desire
Dieu
to be saved.
Dieu a toujours créé une échappatoire pour les gens qui veulent être sauvés.
That's why it says in verse 8.
C'est pourquoi il est dit au verset 8.
But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Noé trouva grâce aux yeux de l'Éternel.
In the midst of that generation that God has grieved that He had made man.
Même si dans la génération qui avait mis Dieu en colère.
The eyes of the Lord went to and fro throughout the earth.
Les yeux de Dieu ont parcouru la terre.
Searching the hearts of men and women.
Sondant les cœurs des hommes et des
trying
femmes.
Trying to see if there was somebody.
Essayant de voir s'il y avait
that
quelqu'un.
That was still seeking.
Qui recherchait
for life,
pour la vie.
Somebody that wasn't just so polluted that they were beyond remedy.
Quelqu'un qui n'était pas tellement pollué au-delà du remède.
But somebody that was crying out inside of their soul.
Mais quelqu'un qui criait à l'intérieur de l'âme.
And in the midst of that generation, God found Noah.
Et au milieu de cette génération, Dieu trouva Noé.
And his family.
Et sa famille.
And it says in verse 9, these are the generations of Noah.
Il dit au verset 9, voici la
Noah
génération
was a
de Noé.
Just man.
Noé est un homme juste.
He was righteous in the eyes of God.
Il était juste devant aux yeux de Dieu.
And perfect in his generation.
Et parfait, intègre dans son temps.
And Noah walked with God.
Et Noé marcha avec Dieu.
Friends, God will never
Dieu
leave himself without a witness.
Il ne se laissera jamais sans témoin.
No matter how dark it becomes.
Peu importe combien ça
God will always have a witness of light.
Dieu aura toujours un témoin, la lumière.
God will always have somebody.
Dieu aura toujours quelqu'un.
But let's not forget what it says about Noah.
Mais n'oublions pas ce qui est dit à propos
de Noé.
It says
Noah being moved by fear.
Il est dit Noé
prepared an ark.
A construit une
and he condemned that generation.
Il a condamné cette génération.
That's a serious thing.
C'est une chose sérieuse.
God will raise up people.
Dieu va susciter des gens.
And God will reflect His truth through those people.
Et Dieu va refléter sa vérité en
they won't be perfect in themselves.
Ils ne seront pas parfaits à leurs yeux.
God will give them perfection.
Mais Dieu va leur donner
through
la perfection
an atonement.
Par
perfection through sacrifice.
La perfection par le sacrifice.
And God will look through that atonement to those people.
Et Dieu va regarder dans cette purification par les
signes. God will say these people are just.
Et Dieu va dire que ces gens
they
sont
forgiven.
Justes. Ils sont pardonnés.
They right in my sight.
Ils sont justes.
I will walk with them.
Je marcherai avec eux.
And in the midst of that gross darkness.
Et au milieu de cette grande ténèbre.
God walked with Noah.
Dieu a marché avec
Noah.
Noé.
Walked with God.
Et Noé a marché
and
avec
how do
Dieu.
You know that God walked with Noah?
Comment savons-nous que Dieu a marché avec Noé?
They were friends.
Il y avait des amis.
Because God told Noah what was in his heart.
Parce que Dieu a dit à Noé ce qui était dans son
God
cœur.
God told Noah what he was going to do.
Dieu a dit à Noé ce qu'il allait faire.
And God showed Noah the great, great deluge that was coming.
Dieu a montré à Noé la grande, le grand déluge qui venait.
And Noah being a prophet.
Noé étant prophète,
he had a way as a prophet
en tant que
to
prophète,
break into that channel, that
il avait
dimension.
Une voie pour briser au-delà de cette
to have direct fellowship and communication with God.
Avoir une communication directe et une communion directe
because
avec
God
Dieu.
Can speak lip to ear with his prophets.
Parce que Dieu parlait à son prophète.
Prophets come with thus saith the Lord.
Le prophète vient avec ainsi dit le
they'll
Seigneur.
Come and tell you purely and perfectly what God has said.
Il vient vous dire purement et parfaitement ce que Dieu
God,
a dit.
With this burden inside of himself.
Dieu avec ce fardeau au dedans.
With this great weight in his heart, it grieved God that He had made man.
Avec ce grand fardeau dans son cœur d'avoir créé l'homme.
He resolved in himself.
Il s'est déterminé.
Being just.
Étant juste.
that there had to be judgment.
Il devrait y avoir un jugement.
But then he looked at his friend Noah.
Il a regardé à son ami Noé.
He says, "I can't judge."
Il dit, je peux pas juger.
Through the blood.
Par le sang. Amen.
I've got to put this man in safety first.
Ah, je dois d'abord épargner cet
God homme. Will never judge through blood.
Ah, Dieu ne never. Jugera jamais par le sang.
Never.
Jamais.
Right from Egypt.
Depuis Égypte.
When God spoke to his prophet Moses.
Lorsque Dieu a parlé à son prophète Moïse.
And said the last plague is coming.
Il a dit le dernier fléau
arrive. Remember the ninth plague was gross darkness.
Vous savez, le neuvième fléau c'était
Three days of darkness over the whole land.
À trois jours de ténèbres sur le pays tout
But
entier.
In Goshen there was light.
Mais à Goshen il y avait la lumière.
God's people knew what they were doing. They knew how they were walking. They knew they could get themselves around.
Le peuple de Dieu savait ce qu'il faisait. Il pouvait se déplacer.
But there came such a darkness in all of Egypt.
Mais il y avait une telle ténèbre dans toute l'Égypte.
And it was one of the plagues of Egypt.
Et c'était l'un des fléaux.
Then came the last plague.
Alors est venu le dernier fléau.
And God called his prophet aside.
Et Dieu a séparé son prophète.
And said Moses.
Il a dit Moïse.
This is the last plague.
Ça c'est le dernier fléau.
At midnight.
À minuit.
On such and such a day.
À tel jour.
There's going to come the death angel.
L'ange de la mort passera.
There's going to come this great angel of death.
Ces grands anges de la mort va passer.
With great wings.
Avec ses grandes ailes.
And he's going to come down in the darkness at midnight.
Et il viendra dans la ténèbre de minuit.
And he's going to visit every home.
Il va visiter chaque
maison. He's going to visit every family.
Il va visiter chaque famille.
And if there's no lamb's blood on the door,
s'il n'y a pas le sang de l'agneau sur la porte,
there'll be death.
Il y aura la mort.
The firstborn will die.
Le premier né va mourir.
Go and tell the people.
Va et dis au peuple.
And Moses, being a prophet,
Moïse étant prophète,
he knew now.
Il savait maintenant
what God had in his heart.
Ce que Dieu avait dans son cœur.
Egypt was unaware.
L'Égypte était,
All Egypt was just confused by the things that were taking place.
L'Égypte était confuse par les choses qui se passaient.
The economy of Egypt was in trouble.
L'économie de l'Égypte était en trouble.
All these natural disasters, so-called, that were taking place.
À tous ces désastres naturels qui
these
se
plagues,
passaient.
The locusts.
Ces plaos, ces fléaux, ces
And sauterelles. The great hail that destroyed their crops.
Et la rosée qui tombait.
They were confused.
Ils étaient confus.
They were trusting in their idols.
Ils avaient confiance
their systems
en leurs
of religion that originated with man.
Leur système de religion qui venait de l'homme.
But nothing could withstand the plagues
Mais
in that day.
Mais rien ne pouvait résister le fléau qui
But God had his people.
Mais Dieu avec son peuple.
And God sent a prophet.
Dieu a envoyé un prophète.
And God spoke to his prophet.
Et Dieu a parlé à son prophète.
And he said, "You call the elders of Egypt, of Israel.
Tu appelles les anciens d'Israël.
And you tell them what they must do.
Tu leur dis.
They must take a lamb.
Ils doivent prendre un agneau.
It must be a spotless lamb.
Ça doit être un agneau
a lamb
sans
without
tache.
Spot or blemish.
Un agneau sans tache ni ride.
They must keep it 14 days.
Ils doivent le garder pendant 14
jours. Examine it.
Et l'examiner.
Make sure it's a perfect lamb.
S'assurer que c'est un agneau parfait.
And then on the night of the Passover.
Et la nuit de la Pâque.
When death is in the land,
lorsque la mort est sur le pays,
take the lamb. Each house,
chaque maison prenez cet agneau.
Slay the lamb,
abattez l'agneau.
Take its blood,
prenez le sang.
Take hyssop, common weed, simple,
prenez
simple faith.
L'hysope.
Take that blood,
prenez ce sang.
Apply it to the lintels and to the posts of the door.
Appliquez sur les linteaux de la porte.
And when the great death angel comes
lorsque
down,
lorsque le grand ange de la mort
descend, he's not looking at anything else.
Il ne regarde pas quelque chose
he's
d'autre.
He's looking for an atonement.
Il regarde l'expiation.
He's looking for a divine requirement that has been met.
Il regarde l'exigence divine.
And when I see the blood,
lorsque je vois le sang,
I will pass over you.
Je passerai par-dessus.
Now think of each house.
Pensez chaque maison.
Where there was no lamb's blood,
lorsqu'il n'y avait pas le sang de l'agneau,
there was death.
Il y avait la mort.
The death of the firstborn.
La mort du premier-né.
And the prophet in our age tells us.
Et les prophètes de notre âge nous a dit.
He said, "Why did God not judge those other houses?"
Pourquoi est-ce que Dieu n'a pas jugé ces autres maisons?
He says, "Because there had already been death in that house."
C'est parce qu'il y avait déjà la mort.
The lamb had already been slain.
L'agneau était déjà
abattu. A price had already been paid.
Un prix était déjà payé.
Because God said there would be death.
Parce que Dieu a dit il y aura la mort.
And God kept His word.
Et Dieu a parlé, a gardé sa parole.
But God, in His mercy,
et Dieu dans sa miséricorde,
provided a substitute.
Il a pourvu un substitut.
And He says, "You people don't have to die."
Il dit, vous, ces gens-ci ne doivent pas mourir. Prenez l'agneau.
As a substitute.
Comme substitut.
And the death that should be visited upon your house.
Et la mort qui devrait visiter vos maisons.
Will be visited upon the lamb.
Va visiter l'agneau.
And in a innocent one.
Un innocent.
Something to take your place.
Quelque chose qui prend ta place.
Friends, God will always
Dieu va toujours
provide an atonement for his people.
Pourvoir l'expiation pour
before
son peuple,
judgment strikes.
Avant que les jugements ne frappent.
God will provide something to keep people from judgment.
Dieu va pourvoir quelque chose pour éloigner, préserver
and whosoever
et quiconque
fears God.
Craint Dieu.
Whosoever is moved by fear, by faith.
Quiconque est mu par la peur, par la foi.
God will show them the way of safety.
Dieu va lui montrer la voie du salut.
Because that's what he did to Noah.
C'est ce qu'il a fait à Noé.
So he speaks to Noah now as his friend and tells him.
Il s'adresse à Noé en tant qu'ami et lui dit.
And verse 13.
Le verset 13.
And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Friends.
Je vais les détruire avec la terre.
There was just wickedness and violence.
Il n'y avait que la méchanceté et la violence.
That's what man had become, made in God's image.
C'est ce que l'homme était devenu, l'homme créé à l'image de Dieu.
Verse 14.
Le verset 14.
Make thee an ark of gopherwood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and thou shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And then God gives him the specifications.
Et Dieu lui a donné les spécifications.
God is so good.
Dieu est tellement bon.
Because God will always reveal exactly.
Parce que Dieu va toujours révéler exactement.
Exactly his program.
Exactement son programme.
To those who are seeking for life.
À ceux qui le recherchent.
God never left anything for Noah to think about here.
Dieu n'a jamais laissé quelque chose pour que Noé.
God told him what to make the ark from.
Dieu lui a dit de quoi faire
l'arche. The dimensions of the ark.
Dimension de l'arche.
God told him exactly what needed to be done.
Il lui a dit exactement ce qui devrait être fait.
And that was God's grace.
Et ça, c'était la grâce de Dieu.
So Noah,
ainsi Noé,
being a prophet that God had sent in that day,
étant prophète que Dieu avait envoyé ce jour-là,
Noah was a reflection of God's grace.
Il était la réflexion, la grâce de Dieu.
But Noah was also a reflection of God's judgment.
Mais Dieu était aussi Noé était aussi la
it just depends on what you did with Noah and his message.
Ça dépend de ce que vous faites de Noé et son message.
Noah was grace to the people.
Noé était grâce au peuple.
Because he had a message of thus saith the Lord.
Parce qu'il avait le message de ainsi dit le Seigneur.
He knew what God had in his heart.
Il savait ce que Dieu avait dans son cœur.
He knew what God had in his mind.
Il savait ce que Dieu avait dans sa pensée.
And God in mercy.
Dieu dans sa miséricorde.
Revealed a way of escape.
Il a révélé une voie pour échapper.
And said Noah.
Il dit Noé.
There'll be a place of safety.
Il y aura un endroit de sûreté.
For all that are seeking for safety.
Pour tous ceux qui recherchent
and
la sûreté.
And this is how you make the ark.
Et voici comment tu vas faire l'arche.
Make it out of gopher wood.
Fais-le du gopher.
Pitch it within and without with pitch.
Fais-le.
Now, a prophet
un prophète
is always a sign
est toujours un signe
to a generation.
À une génération.
It's a true sign that's overlooked.
C'est un véritable signe qui n'est pas vu.
Whenever people look at Matthew 24, Jesus speaking about the end times.
Lorsque les gens regardent dans Matthieu 24, Jésus parle du temps de la fin.
The conditions that will take place.
Les conditions de ce qui va se passer.
Before the end, when they ask Jesus, what will be the sign of your coming?
Avant la fin, lorsqu'ils ont demandé à Jésus quel
and of the end of the world.
Venue.
People always look at the earthquakes, and that's true.
Les gens ont toujours regardé au tremblement de terre, et ça,
nation rising against nation, that's
les
true.
Les nations qui s'élèvent contre les nations.
But many of those are general signs.
La plupart de ces choses, ce sont des.
But there's one very specific sign.
Il y a un signe spécifique.
That God sends in the time of investigating judgment.
Que Dieu envoie au temps de l'investigation du jugement.
When God,
lorsque Dieu,
is ready to judge.
Va juger.
When God has, when things have come to a junction in time.
Lorsque les choses arrivent au carrefour du temps.
God sends a super sign.
Dieu envoie un signe super.
A prophet is a super sign.
Un prophète est un super signe.
This is from the message super sign.
Ceci est tiré du
God
message
always
super
shows super signs to the people.
Dieu montre toujours un super signe à son peuple.
All through the years he showed his signs by his prophets.
Pendant toutes ces années il a montré des signes par ses prophètes.
God always made prophets his signs.
Dieu a toujours créé ses prophètes comme des signes.
When God raised up Noah,
lorsque Dieu a suscité Noé,
it was a sign.
C'était un signe.
That intellectual age had come to its end.
Et que cet âge lettré était arrivé à sa fin.
Moses.
Moïse.
Was a sign to Egypt.
Était un signe pour l'Égypte.
That Egypt was finished.
Que l'Égypte était finie.
Daniel.
Daniel.
Was also a sign.
Était aussi un signe.
Jeremiah.
Jérémie
was a sign
était un signe
that Israel was going into Babylon.
Qu'Israël allait en Babylone.
Friends, God doesn't send prophets often.
Dieu n'envoie pas les prophètes souvent.
God normally just sends the gospel out.
Dieu n'envoie pas généralement les
just sends evangelists and he sends teachers and he sends his ministry.
Il envoie les évangélistes, il envoie les ministres.
But at the junctions of time,
mais au carrefour du temps,
at the crucial hours in history,
à l'heure cruciale de l'histoire,
God sends his prophets.
Dieu envoie son prophète.
So when God sends to choose a chooses to send a prophet,
lorsque Dieu choisit d'envoyer un prophète,
anybody that has a spiritual discernment,
tout celui qui a un discernement spirituel,
anybody that has a fear of God,
tout celui qui a la crainte de Dieu,
will stop what they're doing.
Va arrêter ce qu'il est en train de
will
faire.
Will try to draw near to the Lord and say, Lord, what does this mean?
Et s'approche de Dieu pour voir.
Why have you sent a prophet now?
Pourquoi as-tu envoyé un prophète maintenant?
Remember when the Lord said to Samuel,
souvenez-vous lorsque Dieu a dit à Samuel,
go down to Bethlehem,
va à Bethlehem,
to Jesse's house,
à la maison de Jesse.
The moment the elders of Bethlehem saw that a prophet was coming, the people feared.
Dès que les anciens de Bethlehem ont vu cela,
and they went to Samuel and said, have you come peaceably? Because they knew that God doesn't send a prophet without having a specific mission and purpose.
Parce qu'ils savent que Dieu n'envoie pas un prophète sans une mission spécifique.
When Nathan came to David that day,
lorsque Nathan est venu à David ce jour-là,
when David was in his sin,
lorsque David était dans le péché,
David should have recognized.
David devrait reconnaître.
Why is God sending this man to me now?
Pourquoi est-ce que Dieu a envoyé cet homme?
David should have fell on his knees and repented of his sin.
Il est tombé à ses pieds pour se repentir de ses péchés.
Because God is very specific as to who and when he sends his prophets.
Parce que Dieu est si spécifique à qui et pourquoi il envoie son prophète.
Because a prophet is a super sign.
Parce qu'un prophète est un super
sign. It's a sign that you've come to a junction.
C'est un signe que vous êtes venu à un carrefour.
When God said to Jonah,
lorsque Dieu a dit à
Jonas, go to Nineveh.
Va à Ninive.
Why?
Pourquoi?
Because their sins had reached up to heaven.
Parce que leur péché était arrivé au ciel.
And God was going to give them one more chance to repent.
Et Dieu allait leur donner une autre chance pour se repentir.
God is going to send his prophet Jonah to
et
them.
Dieu allait leur envoyer son prophète
Jonah. And that was one of the few places in all the Bible.
Et ça c'est l'un des rares endroits
from the beginning
la Bible,
to the end.
Du début à la fin.
That God sent a prophet and people listened to the prophet.
Que Dieu a envoyé un prophète et les gens ont écouté à
and
ce
God
prophète.
God deferred judgment on Nineveh to the next generation.
Et Dieu a retardé les jugements pour la génération suivante.
Because that generation, right from the king
parce
in the palace,
génération depuis le roi au palais,
right down to the lowest people in the kingdom,
plus bas de la personne,
they humbled themselves.
Ils se sont humiliés.
When Jonah came anointed with that anointing, that super anointing,
Jonah est venu avec cette onction,
and preached and said, within 40 days, God's going to destroy the city.
Et il a dit dans 40 jours, Dieu va détruire la cité.
The people fasted and put on sackcloth and ashes.
Ils se sont revêtus des sacs.
They even put sackcloth on their beasts and their animals.
Ils ont même revêtu leurs animaux des sacs.
And God looked down.
Et Dieu a regardé.
And he said, good.
Et il a dit, c'est bien.
That's my preferred way.
Ça, c'est ma voie préférée.
I desire my super sign.
Je désire mon super
to be a sign of mercy.
Être un signe de miséricorde.
But if you do not accept,
mais si vous n'acceptez pas
mercy,
la miséricorde,
it becomes a sign of judgment, a judgment sign.
Ça devient un signe du jugement.
Because when God came down in Egypt,
lorsque Dieu est descendu en Égypte,
and the pillar of fire came down.
Et la colonne de feu descendit.
And here was Israel on the one side.
Et voici Israël d'un côté.
Here was Pharaoh and his chariots on the other side.
Pharaon avec ses chariots de l'autre côté.
God was light to Israel.
Dieu était s'est étendu sur Israël.
But he was darkness to Egypt.
Dieu était la lumière pour Israël, mais
God
avait ténèbres sur
direction to Israel.
Dieu a donné la direction
God
à Israël.
God brought confusion to Pharaoh and his chariots.
Et il a mené la confusion à Pharaon
so
et sa maison.
So the same divine visitation.
Ainsi, la visitation divine.
Whenever God comes on the scene,
lorsque Dieu vient sur scène,
it depends.
Ça dépend.
On how you receive it.
Comment, de la
it
façon
either becomes
vous le recevez,
mercy or judgment to
ça
you
devient
and I.
Miséricorde ou jugement.
My friends, the prophet's not here anymore.
Et il y a plus de prophète ici.
But he still speaks.
Mais il continue à parler.
I mean, God sends the prophet your way.
Lorsque Dieu envoie un prophète sur ta voie.
Through his message.
Par ce message.
He's asking you to repent.
Il demande ta repentance.
Because it's a judgment sign.
Parce que c'est un signe du jugement.
The word doesn't want to judge you and I.
La parole ne veut pas te juger.
The word wants to judge our sin.
La parole veut juger nos
péchés. Because God does not want us to take our sins with us to judgment.
Parce que Dieu ne veut pas que nous puissions amener nos péchés au jugement.
He wants to judge our sins now.
Il veut juger nos péchés maintenant.
He wants us to plead guilty now.
Il veut que nous puissions plaider coupables maintenant.
He wants us to separate from our sins now.
Il veut que nous nous séparions de nos péchés maintenant.
And that's why his word, when it comes, it's mercy.
C'est pourquoi lorsque sa parole vient, c'est miséricorde.
To those who will accept it as mercy.
À ceux qui l'acceptent comme miséricorde.
But otherwise, it will meet you at judgment, and it becomes judgment to you, and it becomes judgment to me.
Elle va vous rencontrer au jugement, et ça sera un jugement au
jour. So God always sends prophets.
Et Dieu envoie toujours un prophète.
A super science.
Un super signe.
But people don't recognize
Mais
what
les
a prophet
gens ne reconnaissent
means.
Pas ce que signifie un prophète.
They don't understand what it means.
Ils ne comprennent pas ce que ça signifie.
A prophet is God's last warning to a generation.
Un prophète, c'est le dernier avertissement.
It's
à
God
une génération.
Giving people a last chance.
Ah, c'est qu'il veut donner une dernière chance à son
so
peuple.
So the first thing when God sends a prophet.
Et la première chose lorsque Dieu envoie un prophète.
Like when he sent Moses.
Comme il a envoyé Moïse.
He vindicates the prophet.
Il a confirmé le prophète.
Moses could speak.
Moïse pouvait parler.
Smite the waters.
Frapper les eaux.
Things would come, creation into existence.
La création venait en existence.
Flies and plagues.
Les mouches et les fléaux.
God was trying to show the people.
Et Dieu essayait de montrer
aux
gens.
This man hasn't come just himself.
Cet homme n'est pas venu de lui-même.
I've sent this man.
J'ai envoyé cet homme.
And I've given him these signs.
Et je lui ai donné ces signes.
To show that I, the Lord, am with this man.
Pour montrer que je suis avec cet homme.
And then once the signs have been displayed.
Et une fois les signes affichés.
There comes the voice of the sign.
Ça devient la voix du signe.
There comes a message.
Et ça devient le message.
Like in the days of Noah.
Comme au jour de Noé.
There has to come a message.
Un message devrait venir.
Because God is going to say something.
Parce que Dieu allait dire.
God doesn't send a prophet without saying something.
Dieu n'envoie pas un prophète sans dire.
That's why there's many prophets out there today with
their. Il y a plusieurs prophètes aujourd'hui ici.
Doing this and that.
Qui font ceci et
cela. But what is the message?
Mais où est le message?
What message follows the sign?
Quel est le message qui suit le signe?
Is it a scriptural message?
Est-ce que c'est un message scripturaire?
Is it a seasonal message?
Est-ce que c'est un message du
Does
temps?
Does it speak to the requirements of our age?
Est-ce que cela parle aux exigences de notre
Is
temps?
It a message of Preparation.
Est-ce que c'est un message de préparation?
Is it a message of grace
Est-ce
to those who are seeking for grace?
De grâce pour ceux qui recherchent la grâce.
God doesn't just do signs for the sake of doing signs.
Dieu ne fait pas les signes juste pour.
Signs are to attract. It's a spiritual voice to
les
attract
signes
people.
Sont, les signes pour attraper.
Because people get so caught up in their lives.
Parce que les gens sont tellement attrapés dans leur
vie. That we forget there's a God.
Si vous oubliez qu'il y a un
Dieu. We forget there's a judge.
Ils oublient qu'il y a un juge.
So God has to step down into a generation.
Si Dieu doit descendre dans une
And use a prophet to show himself alive.
Pour se montrer.
And he'll do things that people can see. This has to be God.
Et il fait des choses telles que les gens reconnaissent que c'est Dieu.
And to those people that are, whose hearts are soft with God at that time.
Et pour ces gens pour qui le cœur est tendre avec Dieu.
They recognize.
Ils vont reconnaître.
We're at a junction here.
Que nous sommes.
We need to be careful the way that we walk.
Et faites attention à la
Because
voie
God doesn't come down for nothing.
Parce que Dieu ne descend pas pour rien.
Because when God sends a prophet.
Lorsque Dieu envoie un prophète.
God comes down with the prophet.
Dieu descend avec le prophète.
In the days of Egypt,
au jour de l'Égypte,
when Israel
lorsqu'Israël
was in bondage,
était dans la servitude,
and Egypt
Égypte
was filling up their cup of iniquity by the treatment of Israel,
remplissait sa coupe de l'iniquité.
But the Bible says God came down.
La Bible dit que Dieu est descendu.
And Moses saw the burning bush.
Et Moïse a vu le buisson ardent.
It was God Himself came down.
C'était Dieu lui-même qui est descendu.
And whenever God comes down,
chaque fois que Dieu descend.
It's a judgment sign.
C'est un signe de jugement.
He's come to see.
Il est venu vous voir.
He's come to reveal himself.
Il est venu se révéler.
He's come to show.
Il est venu montrer
that generation,
à cette génération.
I see what you're doing.
Je vois ce que vous faites.
Don't think I don't see.
Ne pensez pas que je ne vois pas.
He reveals himself.
Il se révèle.
Like we said last week.
Comme on a dit
It's
la semaine
the same
passée.
With us.
C'est la même chose
God
avec
will
nous.
Pass your way and mine.
Dieu va passer sur votre
Sometimes
chemin.
Sometimes in the simplicity of his word.
Parfois
In the simplicity of his word.
Dans la simplicité de sa parole.
Because he wants to show you.
Parce qu'il veut montrer.
Before he brings judgment on you for what you're doing.
Avant d'amener le jugement sur ce que
he
vous faites.
He wants to show you. I see what you're doing.
Il veut vous montrer que je vois
don't
ce que
think
vous faites.
I don't know what you're doing.
Ne pensez pas que je ne sais pas
But
ce
I've
que
seen
vous faites.
People
Mais j'ai vu les gens
reject that.
À rejeter cela.
Because sometimes you preach, you don't know why you say certain things.
Parfois, le prédicateur ne sait pas ce qu'il
dit. I saw one person end up hating me, literally.
J'ai vu une personne finir
for saying something and I didn't even know why I said it.
Pour avoir dit quelque chose.
And I didn't even know it had anything to do with that person.
Je n'avais rien à faire avec cette
personne. But it was to do with sin that they'd been doing
mais
in secret.
C'était à faire avec le péché qu'il faisait.
And they thought somebody must have told him what I'm doing.
Ils ont pensé que
quelqu'un and he's preaching against me.
Et que
but on the judgment he'll see.
Mais au jour du jugement, il verra.
It was God having mercy on
c'était
him.
Dieu faisant
God trying to show that I see what you're doing.
Dieu montrait
don't
que je
think
vois
that
ce
you're
que
doing
fais,
this in secret.
Mais pense pas que tu fais ceci.
And that's God's love to you and me.
Et cela revient
when he comes and reveals what you're doing in secret, he's trying to say, stop doing what you're doing.
Il vient vous révéler ce que vous faites dans le secret.
He's trying to give
dire,
a warning.
Ce que vous faites, c'est un avertissement.
And that's how God always comes down.
C'est ainsi que la parole de Dieu descend.
And reveals himself.
Et se révèle.
Because he wants to make it clear to people.
Parce qu'il veut le rendre clair aux gens.
That he's God.
Qu'il est Dieu.
And that he's real.
Et qu'il est réel.
And that he means what he says.
Et qu'il veut dire ce qu'il dit.
And that he says what he means.
Et qu'il dit ce qu'il veut dire.
And God in his grace.
Et Dieu dans sa grâce.
Let's open again Luke chapter 17.
Lisons Luc chapitre 17.
The super sign. Let's have a look. God in his grace.
Dieu dans sa grâce.
Friends, he doesn't want to leave a generation.
Il ne veut pas rencontrer une génération
without giving them an opportunity.
Sans leur donner une opportunité.
In Luke chapter 17, look. In
Luke 17.
Look what he says again in verse 28.
Le verset 28.
Verse 27. We'll go to 26. 26 to 28.
26 à 28.
And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man.
Ce qui arriva au temps de Noé arrivera de même au jour du Fils de l'homme.
God gives us these prototypes, friends.
Dieu nous donne ces prototypes.
God gives us these things as examples from the past.
Dieu nous donne ces choses comme exemples du passé.
Sometimes he puts in his Bible individuals as examples.
Parfois il met dans sa Bible des individus comme exemples.
Of good and of evil.
Du bien et du mal.
Sometimes he puts a certain day, a certain condition of a day.
Parfois, il met un jour ou une certaine condition
right
du jour.
Back in the dim, distant past.
Du temps passé.
Buried under the sands of the desert.
Couvert en dessous du
sol.
All
the waters of the sea.
Toutes les eaux de la mer.
Until archaeology can hardly find even anything left of those times.
Au point que l'archéologie peut difficilement retrouver ce qui était.
But God has recorded in His Word.
Mais Dieu l'a enregistré dans sa parole.
As an example.
Comme exemple.
Because He wants us to look at the conditions
parce
of our day.
Parce qu'il veut que nous puissions regarder à la condition de notre vie.
Or the conditions of our lives.
À la condition de notre vie.
And He wants us to have a measure stick that we can measure against.
Et il veut que nous puissions avoir une règle pour mesurer.
And the first measure stick that God used was the days of Noah.
Et la première règle que Dieu utilise.
Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah.
Et il a dit, Jésus a dit que comme il en était au jour de Noé.
So shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man.
Ainsi en sera-t-il à la venue du Fils de l'homme.
So if we look at our day.
Est-ce que nous regardons notre jour?
And go back to Genesis 6 and read.
Et retournons à Genèse 6 et lire.
We should be able to see where we measure on that measure stick.
Nous devons être en mesure de voir sur quel point nous nous trouvons sur cette règle de mesure.
And then he gives another condition, verse 27, of the days of Noah.
Il nous donne une autre condition du jour de Noé.
Which is going to be in this day as well.
C'est qui sera aussi dans ce jour.
They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage. Until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Sudden judgment. The vast majority of people were taken absolutely unawares. They just woke up that morning thinking it was going to be another day. But there was a certain category of people in the earth.
Mais il y avait une certaine catégorie de gens sur la
under
terre.
The prophet Noah and listening to his message.
Sous le prophète Noé écoutant à son message.
They knew exactly what was coming.
Ils savaient exactement ce qu'il
they knew exactly what they should
ils
do.
Savaient exactement ce qu'ils devraient
they
faire.
Could see it before it came.
Et ils pouvaient voir cela avant que cela n'arrive.
That's why it says he was moved by fear of things not seen as yet.
C'est pourquoi je dis qu'il a fait par la peur des choses qu'il n'avait pas encore vues.
And that needs divine revelation.
Et cela a besoin doit
but what about verse 28. Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot. The days of Sodom, we saw it last week.
L'avons vu la semaine
passée. Happened in the days of Lot?
Quel était le temps au temps de Lot?
What was the sin of Sodom?
Quel était le signe de Sodome?
What about the burning of Sodom?
Qu'en est-il du feu qui est descendu sur Sodome?
What about the burning of Armageddon?
Qu'en est-il des brûlures des Armageddon?
So we have another measure stick we can measure against.
Nous avons encore une autre règle de mesure.
Because God doesn't want His people taken unawares. God doesn't want people to come to Him on the judgment and say, "But I didn't know."
Dieu ne veut pas que les gens puissent arriver au jour du jugement disant, "Je ne savais
God's
pas."
God's going to show you His majesty.
Il va vous montrer sa
He's going to make it clear to you.
Il va vous le faire.
He'll make it clear to this generation.
Il vous le rendra clair à cette génération.
And God will be guiltless on that day.
Et Dieu ne sera pas
coupable. But the vast majority of people aren't interested in those things.
La plupart des gens.
Because it says they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed.
So he's told us what it's going to be like.
He's told us the conditions, exactly. And we don't have to go into much depth there.
Et nous ne devons pas entrer dedans là, beaucoup plus profondément.
Because we know those things.
Parce que nous connaissons ces choses.
Now, 2 Peter chapter 2.
Maintenant, 2 Pierre chapitre 2.
We'll read one more scripture and then we'll get into the main point and finish. 2 Peter chapter 2.
2 Pierre chapitre 2.
Speaking of Noah.
Parlant de Noé.
Verse 5.
Le verset 5.
Speaking about the Lord, it says, He spared not the old world. But save Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. Now the next verse.
Le verset suivant.
And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, he condemned them with an overthrow, making then an example unto those that after should live ungodly. Hey, friends.
Amen.
God makes it clear.
Dieu les rend très clairs.
There's certain behavior he won't tolerate.
Il y a certains comportements qu'il ne supporte pas.
There's certain sexual things he's going to judge.
Certaines choses sexuelles qu'il va juger.
There's certain things in society if they accept it, God's not happy, friends.
Certaines choses que la société a acceptées, Dieu n'est pas content.
He's given us an example in Sodom.
Il nous a donné l'exemple.
He's given us an example in the days of Noah.
Il nous a donné exemple le jour de Noé.
God wants us to pay heed to the examples that he said.
Et il veut que nous puissions faire attention aux choses qu'il a dites.
It's very important.
C'est très important.
To pay heed to divine examples.
De faire attention à ces exemples divins.
Because God puts them there for our mercy.
Parce que Dieu les a placés là pour notre miséricorde.
Because God doesn't want us to go the same way as they went.
Il ne veut pas que nous puissions aller sur la même voie sur laquelle ils sont partis.
So God sends a prophet.
Et Dieu envoie un prophète.
He has Abraham in the days of Lot.
Il avait Abraham au jour de Lot.
And God is coming down and speaking to Abraham.
Dieu est descendu, il a parlé à Abraham.
And revealing to Abraham exactly what he's going to do to Sodom.
Il a révélé à Abraham exactement ce qu'il allait faire.
And Abraham makes intercession for Lot.
Abraham a fait intercession pour Lot.
What comes on that generation doesn't surprise Abraham.
Ce qui est arrivé à cette génération ne
doesn't
pas
surprise Sarah or any of the people in the camp of Abraham.
N'est pas une surprise pour Sarah ou tous ceux qui étaient dans le camp d'Abraham.
In the days of Noah, there was Noah.
Au jour de Noé, il y avait Noé.
Before Noah, there was Enoch.
Avant Noé, il y avait Enoch.
Enoch was a prophet who walked with God.
Enoch était un prophète qui a marché avec Dieu.
God had his weaknesses in that age.
Même il avait ses faiblesses en ce jour-là.
But the thing about it,
mais pensez-y,
when God sends these signs,
lorsque Dieu envoie un signe,
these prophets,
ces prophètes.
It's their message that is the most important.
C'est leur message qui est le plus important.
The message that they send.
Le message qu'ils disent.
We're not going to be judged by the prophet himself.
Nous ne serons pas jugés par le prophète.
We're going to be judged by the message of a prophet.
Nous serons jugés par le message du prophète.
That's what God sends to people.
C'est ce que Dieu envoie aux gens.
Is the message.
C'est le message.
So God now sends Noah.
Dieu envoie maintenant il envoie
Noé. And inside of Noah's message was two things.
À l'intérieur du message de Noé, il y avait deux choses.
There was judgment.
Il y avait jugement.
God said what he was going to do.
Dieu a dit ce qu'il allait faire.
But there was mercy.
Mais il y avait aussi la miséricorde.
God showed them how to make a preparation.
Dieu leur a montré comment se préparer.
When in the days of Egypt, when Moses came,
au jour de l'Égypte, lorsque Moïse est
there
venu,
was judgment in his message.
Il y avait le jugement dans son message.
The death angel is coming.
Et la mort, l'âge de la mort venait.
But there was mercy.
Mais il y avait miséricorde.
The blood of the lamb.
Le sang de l'agneau.
And every time God sends a prophet,
et chaque fois que Dieu envoie un prophète,
the message is a message of an atonement.
Le message, c'est un message d'expiation.
God's way of escape is an atonement.
La voie de Dieu de sauver, c'est l'expiation.
It's something taking your place.
C'est quelque chose qui prend ta place.
So God says to Noah,
Dieu dit à Noé,
listen to the preparation that he made him make.
Écoutez à la préparation qu'il a fait.
He says, Noah, make an ark.
Il dit, Noé, fais une arche.
Make it out of gopher wood.
Fais-le du bois gopher.
And pitch it within and without with pitch.
Perce-le dedans et l'extérieur.
Everything in the Bible has a meaning.
Tout ce qui s'est fait dans la Bible a une explication.
So God says, Noah, there's going to be safety.
Dieu a dit à Noé qu'il y aura.
But let me reveal how the safety should be prepared.
Et il révèle comment est-ce que l'endroit de sûreté allait
être préparé. Noah has to go and cut down these trees, gopher wood.
Noé devrait aller couper ces bois de gopher.
And he has to shape them a certain way.
Il devrait les façonner, les tailler d'une certaine
but
façon.
But you know, gopher wood,
vous savez, acacia wood, les bois gopher.
It's porous. It soaks in water.
Ça absorbe l'eau.
And people must have been coming up to Noah and saying, "No, this is foolishness."
Les gens pouvaient venir à Noé lui disant, mais ça,
you're
c'est
building out of something that soaks in water.
Tu bâtis l'arche de, venant du bois qui absorbe l'eau.
But Noah didn't lean on his own understanding.
Mais Noé ne s'est pas
because he knew where his instructions were coming from.
Parce qu'il savait d'où venait la structure.
This was thus saith the Lord.
Et ça, c'était l'ainsi
so he continues
Seigneur.
Building him and his sons.
Ainsi, il a continué à
bâtir. People were mocking and they were scoffing and
les
saying all manner of things.
S'est moqué de lui, les critiquait.
But the Lord gave the key.
Mais Dieu a donné la clé.
He says, "You shall pitch it within and without with pitch."
Il dit que tu vas le percer dedans et de l'extérieur.
Now pitch is bitumen. It's bitumen.
C'est le bitume.
But the word pitch in the Bible.
Le mot bitume dans la Bible.
Which you find Noah was told to pitch it with pitch.
Le mot qu'on avait dit à Noé.
Is exactly the same word as an atonement.
C'est exactement le même mot que l'expiation.
It means to make an atonement.
Ça veut dire faire l'expiation.
To make reconciliation.
À faire réconciliation.
To cover over with.
Couvrir.
To pacify.
Crucifier.
So God is saying, Noah.
Dieu dit à Noé.
Take this pitch.
Prends ce goudron.
This pitch is going to be an atonement for you.
Ceci va être l'expiation pour toi.
And the way that you made pitch.
Et la façon dont tu fais le goudron.
You would go to another type of tree, like a pine tree.
Tu vas aller vers un autre type de
and
bois.
And they would cut down this tree.
Tu vas couper ce bois.
It had to be an evergreen tree.
Et ça doit être un arbre
vert. That speaks
vert.
Of Christ.
Et ça, c'est le type
He's
de
the
Christ.
Evergreen tree.
C'est l'arbre toujours vert.
You had to go and cut down an evergreen tree.
Il va couper l'arbre toujours vert.
Right in the prime of its life.
Pendant la
in its vigor.
Dans sa vigueur.
Just like Jesus.
Comme Jésus.
He was cut down right in the prime of his life.
Il était coupé dans la vigueur de sa vie.
A fruitful tree.
An
evergreen tree.
Un arbre fructueux.
Then you would take that tree.
Et il prenait cet arbre.
Then you would beat it.
Ils allaient le battre.
You would start to beat the bark of that tree.
Commencer à battre cet arbre.
You would beat it and you would bruise it.
Tu vas les battre et les briser.
And out would come the resin.
Et de cet arbre sortira le raisin.
The sap.
La sep. Le
and
cèpe.
You would take now that sap.
Ils allaient prendre ce sep.
And you would go and boil it.
Et ils vont l'enflammer.
You would apply intense heat to it.
Il va le chauffer.
And then you would bring it now to your Noah would bring it to his gopher wood.
Et Noé allait amener ses cèpes,
and they would pour it out on that gopher wood.
Il allait
on the inside and on the outside.
À l'intérieur et à l'extérieur.
And that would soak in now to that gopher wood and become rock solid once it.
Ces bois va l'absorber et ça devient comme du rocher solide.
The prophet says that word means. Atonement.
Ce mot-là signifie
to atone is to stand between.
Expier, c'est se tenir entre.
That pitch that was in the gopher wood was to keep out.
Ce goudron était pour garder.
To keep the believer from God's wrath.
De garder le croyant de la fureur des
so
dieux.
So God was going to pour His wrath out in the flood.
Si Dieu allait déverser sa fureur sur la terre.
But He was going to put something between His wrath and the believers.
Mais il devait mettre quelque chose entre sa fureur et les croyants.
And that was an atonement.
Et ça, c'était l'expiation.
And that atonement didn't come from themselves.
Cette expiation ne venait pas de lui.
Something else had to die.
Quelque chose d'autre devait.
Something else had to be cut down and bruised for them.
Quelque chose devrait être coupé et brisé
And then they took that atonement of that pitch
et ils ont pris l'expiation de ce goudron
and applied it now to the ark.
Et ils l'ont appliqué à l'arche.
Both inside and out.
À l'extérieur et à l'intérieur.
He says the pitch in the gopher wood was to keep out.
Ah, les goudrons et les bois gophères étaient.
Noah could not get into the wrath.
Noé ne pouvait pas entrer dans la fureur.
The waters of judgment.
Les eaux du jugement.
Though sometimes the ark seemed to be standing on its end.
Parfois même si l'arche semblait se tenir vers le bout.
And everything else.
Et toute autre chose.
But the pitch stood between him and the judgment.
Mais le gouffre se tenait entre lui et le jugement.
And it's the same with us.
C'est la même chose avec nous.
God judges sin.
Dieu juge nos péchés.
He doesn't judge people. In essence, he judges sin.
Il ne juge pas les gens en essence, mais il juge les péchés.
And there's got to be something between
il doit y avoir quelque chose entre
and the wrath of God, something to make an atonement for you.
Quelque chose comme l'expiation
something to cover you.
Quelque chose qui doit
and that is the blood of the Lamb.
Et ça, c'est le sang de
l'agneau. As it was in Egypt, that's the blood of Christ.
Comme il en était en Égypte, c'était le sang de l'agneau.
And that was Noah's message.
Et ça, c'était le message de Noé.
It was the message of an atonement.
C'était le message de l'expiation.
Of how to apply that atonement.
Comment appliquer l'expiation.
He says, and on the wings of a snow-white dove.
Sur les ailes de la colonne.
I can imagine what happened in those days.
Je peux imaginer ces jours-là.
People saying that old man upon the hill.
Les gens disaient ces vieux hommes sur la montagne.
Building an ark, saying it's going to rain.
L'arche, disant qu'il va pleuvoir.
Noah said it's going to rain anyhow.
Noé a dit qu'il va neiger.
Then the clouds began to come.
Et puis les nuages ont commencé.
The rain began to fall.
La pluie a commencé à tomber.
The sewers began to fill up.
Et les eaux commençaient à remonter.
The fountains of the great deep they broke. The Bible says.
Les fontaines des puits ont brisé.
The springs started to belch up their waters.
Les fontaines ont commencé à faire sortir les eaux.
Finally, people got onto their houses.
Puis finalement, les gens sont montés sur leurs maisons.
And the old ark just sat there the same.
Et la vieille
and after a while she began to rise up higher and higher.
Un moment, elle commence à s'élever plus haut
and the people were knocking at the door and they were screaming.
Les gens pouvaient frapper à la porte en train de crier.
But it didn't do them any good.
Mais cela ne leur faisait aucun bien.
Noah could not open the door.
Noé ne pouvait pas ouvrir la porte.
Because God closed it.
Parce que Dieu l'avait fermé.
God's the only one that can open it.
Dieu est le seul qui pouvait l'ouvrir.
And she floated.
Et
maybe a mile above the earth.
Naviguer, faisant
and the earth was tumbling out of its orbit.
La terre s'est déplacée de son orbite.
And chunks of trees and stuff were beating on the ark.
Des morceaux des arbres pouvaient frapper sur l'arche.
But there was an atonement.
Mais il y avait l'expiation.
There was a covering.
Il y avait l'alliance.
There was a protection.
Il y avait une protection.
For the people of God in that
pour
day.
Le peuple de Dieu en ce jour-là.
Now this atonement.
Mais non, cette expiation.
It wasn't difficult.
Ce n'était pas difficile.
Noah's message wasn't complicated.
Le message de Noé n'était pas compliqué.
Anybody could do it.
Tout le monde pouvait le faire.
Anybody that would listen to what God had to say and that they could find safety.
Tout le monde qui pouvait écouter ce que Dieu disait ce jour-là, il pouvait trouver la sécurité.
But you had to do it exactly God's way.
Mais il fallait le faire exactement la façon.
You couldn't try to add something to it.
Tu ne pouvais pas y ajouter quelque chose.
This gopher wood.
Ces bois de gopher.
He says in the comforter.
Il dit dans le
he says they took that evergreen tree and cut it down.
Ils ont pris cet arbre vert et l'ont coupé.
They beat it, took the sap.
Ils l'ont battu et ils ont pris
they
le sap.
They poured it on that soft gopher wood.
Et ils l'ont déversé sur ce bois gopher.
He says that gopher wood.
Et ils ont dit ce bois gopher.
Speaks of the church.
Parle du juge.
It speaks of your humanity.
Parle de ton humanité.
It speaks of the body of Christ.
Parle du corps de Christ.
He says they poured it on.
Ils l'ont déversé.
Until it filled her up.
Jusqu'à ce que cela remplit.
And when it got hard, you couldn't drive a nail into it.
Quand ça devient dur, vous ne pouvez pas mettre, vous ne pouvez pas placer un clou dessus.
That's the church.
Ça, c'est l'église.
The church must first empty itself out.
L'église doit d'abord se vider.
This gopher would have to be ready to receive something first.
Et ces bois devraient être prêts à recevoir quelque chose.
He says the church needs to get real light.
L'église a besoin d'avoir la lumière.
Not weighed down by the things of the world.
Non pas être alourdi par les choses.
Get all of the unbelief out of you.
Et faire sortir de l'incrédulité.
And just give way.
et s'abandonner.
And friends, that's always God's way.
Et c'est
God's way is the way of surrender.
Dieu a une voie pour l'abandon.
God's way is the way of submission.
La voie de Dieu, c'est la voie
de
soumission.
Noah didn't have to fight his way into this ark.
Noé n'avait pas besoin de battre son chemin pour l'arche.
He just had to walk with God.
Il marchait seulement avec
Dieu. He just
had
to do what God was telling him to do.
Faire ce que Dieu lui disait de faire.
And then he took that atonement and he applied that atonement.
Il a pris cette expiation, il l'a appliqué.
The prophet says there was another one that was different from us, Jesus.
Le prophète dit qu'il y avait un autre qui était
He was cut down.
Il était coupé.
He was bruised for
Il
our
était
iniquities.
Brisé pour nos iniquités.
He was beaten.
Il était frappé.
Until the life that was in him poured out.
Au point que la vie qui était dedans est sortie.
Like the resin out of the tree.
La lumière qui est sortie de l'arbre.
And how the Christian can soak it up now.
Combien le chrétien peut l'absorber.
How?
Comment
we can soak it up
nous pouvons l'absorber
through his word.
Par sa parole.
He says, but the trouble of it is,
mais le trouble est que
you've got to empty yourself up first.
Vous devez d'abord vous vider.
But we don't want to empty
mais
up
nous ne voulons pas nous vider
our thoughts,
penser, vider nos pensées,
our entertainment,
notre divertissement.
We don't want to soak in the Holy Spirit.
Nous ne voulons pas absorber le Saint-Esprit,
which is God in his word.
Qui est Dieu et sa parole.
Friends, it's a soaking in.
C'est l'absorption.
It's an emptying out and then a soaking in.
Se vider et puis absorber.
An emptying out.
C'est vider.
He says, then the ark could ride the storm.
Alors le vent pouvait souffler.
It could ride the seas.
Ça pouvait soulever les eaux.
Because it was harder than any other wood.
Parce que c'était plus dur que n'importe quel autre.
Nothing could take its place.
Rien ne pouvait prendre sa place.
There's parts of the ark still remain up to this day.
Il y a des parties de l'arche qui
6,000 years later.
Aujourd'hui 6,000 ans.
They still find parts of it in Ararat.
Ils ont retrouvé des parties en Irak.
Imagine the power of this atonement, friends.
Et vous voyez la puissance de cette
expiation. If you just apply it the right way.
Si seulement
this is going to stand the test of time.
Ça va résister le test du
and
temps.
That is how you can tell somebody who has the atonement.
C'est ainsi que vous pouvez dire quelqu'un
it stands the test of time.
Il va résister le test
it's not
du
just
temps.
Someone getting excited for a
Ce
short time.
Juste quelqu'un qui est excité pour un
let's
un
give it the
temps.
Test of time.
Mais donnez-lui le test
let's
du
see
temps.
If someone's pitched within and without.
Voyez si quelqu'un a été couvert du
we can be pitched without, that's okay. We can reflect to one another that we're believers.
Oui, nous pouvons refléter l'un envers l'autre, aux croyants.
But it's what's on the inside that counts as well.
Lorsque c'est qui est à l'intérieur, ça.
Because if you're not pitched on the inside completely
parce
sealed,
si vous n'êtes pas couvert de l'intérieur,
somewhere along the journey, friends,
quelque part le long du
you're going to bump up against something.
Vous allez vous
and your sins are going to find you out.
Et vos péchés vont vous
recouvrir. And you're not going to have the atonement that's required.
Et vous n'aurez pas l'expiation.
The strength in your experience.
La force dans votre expérience.
The life of God inside of the soul
de
of a man.
De votre âme.
To be able to withstand that.
Pour être en mesure de résister.
And God in His grace will show you that.
Et
and
Dieu
show
dans sa
me
grâce
that.
Va te le montrer.
He'll show you.
Il va te montrer.
Those places in your life where you're not filled
ces
up.
Ces endroits dans ta vie qui ne sont
where the atonement of the blood hasn't been applied
là
properly.
Là où l'expiation du sang n'est pas
you
pas
see
été
it, some believe it's their relationships.
Certains croyants c'est leurs relations.
The relationships are wrong.
Les relations qui sont mauvaises.
And God's going to bring His word and He's going to bump against that place inside
Dieu va
of your
amener
life.
Sa parole qui va frapper contre.
And He's going to allow you now to go through some hardships
il
there
va
to
te
show
permettre
you.
D'aller dans certaines difficultés
you
pour
need
entrer.
The atonement here.
Tu as besoin de l'expiation
you need
ici.
To empty out here.
Tu as besoin de te vider ici.
You need to come God's provided
tu as
way.
Besoin de venir la voie pourvue par Dieu.
But people don't want to empty out.
Mais les gens ne veulent pas
but
se vider.
God will never fill you unless you empty out.
Dieu ne va jamais te remplir si tu n'es
the atonement will speak to you.
L'expiation peut te parler.
The Holy Ghost will minister to
le
you.
Le Saint-Esprit va te
will try to persuade you and speak to your heart. I stand at the door and I knock.
Je me tiens à la porte en train de frapper.
But you've got to open up
et
and let him in.
Ouvrir et le laisser entrer.
And that means sometimes getting
ça
things out so he can come in.
Quelque chose qui doit sortir afin que
because
lui
he won't
entrer.
Share the throne, friends.
Parce qu'il va pas partager le
God
trône.
Will never share the throne
Dieu
in your heart.
Dieu ne partagera jamais le trône.
But when you're willing to lay it all aside,
mais lorsque vous voulez tout mettre
God
de
has
côté,
an atonement.
L'expiation.
God has something.
Dieu a quelque chose.
Which will stand the test of time.
Qui va résister le test de temps.
That ark was so hardened
cette arche était tellement dure
that it kept the judgments outside.
Qu'elle a à garder le jugement à
And when we come into Christ,
lorsque nous venons en Christ,
through his beaten life,
par sa vie frappée,
and we soak him into our system,
et nous l'absorbons dans notre système,
we become so inoculated from the things of the world.
Nous devenons inoculés contre les choses du monde.
That's how you know, friends.
C'est ainsi que vous savez.
It's not by the emotion you had.
C'est pas par les
émotions. Or the sensation
que vous
that you had. Those things are good.
Ces choses sont bonnes.
But are you inoculated from the things of the world?
Êtes-vous inoculé contre les choses du monde?
Does your heart still love the things of the world?
Est-ce que ton cœur continue à aimer les choses
du monde? Do you still love the soap operas?
Est-ce que tu continues à aimer les
Do you still love the magazines that you shouldn't read?
Tu continues à aimer les magazines que tu ne devrais pas lire?
Do you still love those things that God doesn't love?
Est-ce que tu continues à aimer les choses
Those things that grieve God and His holiness? It's a sure sign. The atonement hasn't yet been applied. Hasn't fully been applied.
L'expiation n'a pas été appliquée.
But now Noah.
Maintenant Noé.
He had a consolation.
Il avait la consolation.
Noah had consolation.
Il avait la consolation.
While he was building and making this ark.
Pourquoi bâtissait-il cette arche?
He was comforted.
Il était réconforté.
Because he had the word of the Lord.
Parce qu'il avait la parole de Dieu.
And the word of the Lord told him.
Et la parole de Dieu lui a dit.
These are the instructions.
Voici les instructions.
And that's when God sends us a message, friends.
Ainsi, lorsque Dieu nous envoie un message.
It's God's divine instructions.
Ce sont des instructions divines.
It's not complicated.
Ils ne sont pas compliqués.
But God wants it done the way that He said.
Mais Dieu veut que nous puissions.
If God said, relationships must be done like this.
Les relations doivent être ainsi.
If God says,
si Dieu dit,
come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord.
Et séparez-vous,
what fellowship does light have with darkness?
Quelle est la communion entre la lumière et les ténèbres?
That's the instructions.
Ça, ce sont les instructions.
And we need to just follow those instructions.
Vous devez suivre ces instructions.
He says the word was his comfort.
La parole était son réconfort.
I don't understand why God's making me build it like this.
Je ne comprends pas pourquoi Dieu me fait bâtir ceci ainsi.
But this is what he told me
Mais
to do.
Voici ce qu'il m'a dit.
Friends, God knows better than us.
Dieu.
And in this age, he knows exactly what we need.
Dans cet âge, il sait exactement ce
to withstand and to overcome the conditions
pour résister
of this age.
Et vaincre la condition de ce
he
jour.
Knows exactly what we need.
Il sait exactement ce
we
dont
may
nous
not
avons
understand
besoin.
Certain things.
And parfois, nous comprenons pas
we may
certaines
think
choses.
We know better down certain lines.
Nous pouvons penser que nous connaissons certaines choses.
But any believer has the witness inside themselves.
Mais tout croyant a ce témoin à l'intérieur de
that
lui.
God's provided way is always the best.
Que la voie pourvue par Dieu est toujours
and
la meilleure.
And friends, when Noah was in that ark,
Noé dans cet âge,
and there was this screaming and there was the judgment of God taking place out there.
Il y avait les jugements de Dieu.
And God's judgment was falling upon the earth without mercy.
Les jugements de Dieu tombaient sur la terre.
Noah and his family were
Noé
so
et sa famille
overjoyed, comforted.
Tellement
that they had done it exactly the way that God had showed them to do it in that generation.
Ils l'ont fait exactement la façon dont Dieu leur avait montré.
And when God sends a message,
et lorsque Dieu envoie un message,
like He sent in this age,
comme il a dit dans ce, comme il a envoyé dans
cette That's why the prophet said.
C'est pourquoi le prophète dit.
Don't add your thoughts to it.
N'y ajoutez pas vos pensées.
Don't add to it. Don't take away from it.
N'y ajoutez pas ni retranchez pas.
Just leave it the way that it is.
Laissez-le la façon.
And the prophet says obedience, full obedience to that word.
Et le prophète dit soyez entièrement obéissant à cette parole.
Entitles you to the token.
Et cela vous donne droit au signe.
Entitles you to be pitched with him.
Cela vous donne droit d'être ouvert dedans et de l'extérieur.
Now to finish, the prophet gives that example in the seals book.
Le prophète nous donne cet exemple dans les sceaux.
When he speaks about the sealing of the railroad carriage.
Lorsqu'il parle du scellement de la culture du monde.
Because the Holy Ghost is a seal.
Parce que le Saint-Esprit est un
sceau. Unto the day of your redemption.
Jusqu'au jour de votre rédemption.
Noah was sealed and his family.
Noé était scellé avec sa famille.
Until they came out in the new earth.
Jusqu'à ce qu'ils sont sortis dans
un Under the great covenant.
Jusqu'au jour où la grande alliance.
It's a seal.
C'est un sceau.
But the prophet gives an example. He says, "Why?"
Le prophète donne un exemple. Il dit pourquoi.
Why is it that people aren't sealed?
Pourquoi est-ce que les gens ne sont pas scellés?
He says, "I used to know the man who worked in the railroad company."
Il connaît un homme qui travaillait dans une compagnie.
He says, "And when they'd have the railroad carriage."
Lorsque ils avaient des wagons.
And they started to pack the things in.
Ils ont commencé à charger les choses
that needed to be taken to the destination.
Qui devraient être amenés à une destination.
He says, "Before they would close that carriage door and put the seal."
Avant de fermer ces wagons et mettre le seau,
the inspector had to first come
l'inspecteur
by.
Doit venir inspecter.
And the inspector would inspect the way that things had been packed in.
Et il devrait inspecter la façon dont les choses sont chargées.
And if there was anything loose,
et s'il y avait quelque chose,
anything that could be damaged in the journey,
quelque chose qui pouvait être abîmé pendant le voyage,
the inspector would say, take it out again.
L'inspecteur allait dire,
pack it in properly this time.
Et recharger correctement
cette And only when the inspector saw things were the way that they should be inside.
Seulement lorsque l'inspecteur voit que les choses sont correctes à l'intérieur.
He said, seal it.
Alors il le scelle.
And no man.
Personne
could open that seal
ne peut ouvrir ce seau
until it got to its destination.
À moins d'atteindre la destination.
And the prophet says, I don't wander now.
Et le prophète dit, je ne veux pas.
He says, the Holy Ghost passing by, wanting
par
to seal
veut sceller
the souls of his people.
Les âmes de son peuple.
He says, he first comes to inspect you.
Il vient d'abord inspecter.
He first comes to investigate.
Il vient d'abord investiguer.
And friends, God is very faithful.
Et Dieu est fidèle. Sans
because he's going to show you and me very clearly.
Parce qu'il va vous montrer
if there's aspects in our lives,
s'il y a des aspects dans
they're going to get damaged down the way in the journey.
Ils seront abîmés le long du chemin.
And the prophet says he looks at your prayer life.
Il dit, il regarde à ta vie de prière.
He says he looks at your temper.
Il regarde à ton tempérament.
He looks at your tongue.
Il regarde à ta langue.
He looks at those things.
Et il regarde à ces choses.
And he says if they're loose.
Et il dit, si elles ne sont pas bien,
he says there's still work to be done here.
Et qu'il y a encore du travail à faire.
This needs to be packed in the right way.
Ça doit être rechargé.
He says but the moment he looks inside of there.
Mais quand il regarde à l'intérieur.
And he knows this is safe.
Il sait que ça c'est sûr.
To the end of the journey.
Jusqu'à la fin du jour.
Seals it away.
Il va le sceller
with the atonement,
avec l'expiation,
both on the inside and the out.
À l'extérieur et à l'intérieur.
That's the day we're living in, friends.
Et c'est ça, ça
some people find the message very hard.
Certaines personnes peuvent dire que le message est trop dur.
But to the elect,
mais pour l'élu,
that's the way they want it to
ça,
be.
C'est ce qu'ils veulent.
They want to be shaped.
Ils veulent être façonnés.
Then they want to be pitched within and without.
Ils veulent être couverts dedans.
They want to be put in the right position.
Ils veulent être placés dans la position.
They want to find their place in the ark.
Ils vont retrouver leur place dans l'arche.
And they know that only God himself.
Et ils savent qu'il n'y a que Dieu.
In each generation.
Dans chaque génération.
Knows what's required.
C'est ce qu'il faut
to overcome that generation.
Pour vaincre cette génération.
And that's why God sends a prophet at those junctions.
C'est ainsi que Dieu envoie ce
and God sends him with a message.
Et Dieu lui envoie avec un
and
message.
In that message is mercy and judgment.
Et ce message est miséricorde.
And the prophet says the majority of the people they fill
gens,
up their cup
ils remplissent leur
by rejecting that message
en rejetant
by
ce message,
speaking against it.
En parlant contre.
He says, but the elect,
l'élu,
they hear it.
Ils l'entendent.
They submit to it.
Ils
they
soumettent.
Empty out all the old ideas.
Et ils y entrent avec tout leur cœur.
They separate themselves from all the old ways.
Ils se séparent de toutes les autres choses.
And God comes with the perfect atonement.
Et Dieu vient avec un
that which came from Christ himself.
Celle qui vient de Christ.
When he was cut down and beaten, that very life of Christ.
Et frappé, la vie même de Christ.
He wants to seal his people.
Et il veut sceller son peuple.
Because that's the only thing that'll stand.
C'est la seule chose qui va résister.
Between the believer
qui va se tenir entre le croyant et le jugement.
That God has
c'est l'expiation
provided.
Que Dieu a.
Let's stand, saints.
Lèvons-nous.
I think it's a good thing just to meditate on your own life.
C'est une bonne chose de méditer sur votre vie.
To say, Lord, what are you dealing with Dieu, me with?
Seigneur, and about avec quoi est-ce que tu traites avec moi?
And a surrender
et s'abandonner
is what is required.
C'est ce qu'il faut.
Let's sing that song. All to Jesus, I surrender. All to him, I freely give.
Oh, to Jesus I surrender, oh, to him I freely give. I surrender.
surrender. Humbly at His feet I bow. Worldly pleasures, oh, forsake it. Take me now. I surrender.
Surrender.
Le mot abandonner.
It means a voluntary attitude.
Ça veut dire une attitude volontaire.
Of giving in.
De s'abandonner.
Now that's a lamb and a dove.
Ça c'est l'agneau et la colombe.
You know, a lamb.
Ça veut dire un agneau.
Will always give in.
Va toujours donner.
It doesn't fight for its own rights.
Ne se bat pas pour sa vie.
When the dove comes.
Lorsque la colombe vient.
Leads the lamb to the slaughter.
Conduit l'agneau vers l'abattoir.
The lamb.
L'agneau.
It follows.
suis.
Where he leads me, I will follow.
Là où il me conduit, je le suivrai.
And the dove came and led the lamb to the slaughter.
La colombe est venue et a conduit l'agneau vers l'abattoir.
To pour out his life.
Pour déverser sa vie.
That he may be a blessing.
Afin que ça soit une
bénédiction. Bring salvation unto us.
Pour nous amener le salut.
And Jesus said, "We must follow Him."
Et Jésus a dit que nous devons le suivre.
Is there anything inside of your life?
Dit tout ce qui est à l'intérieur de
vous. The Lord has been dealing with you.
Que Dieu est en train de traiter avec
But
vous.
But there hasn't been a voluntary attitude of giving in.
S'il n'y a pas une attitude volontaire d'abandon.
Why not seek His grace now?
Pourquoi ne pas chercher sa grâce maintenant?
Why not call upon Him when He's near?
Pourquoi ne pas l'invoquer maintenant?
Why not seek Him while He yet may be found?
Pourquoi ne pas le rechercher pendant qu'il peut être
while
trouvé?
While His blood still speaks on your behalf.
Alors que son sang continue à parler.
While His blood still pleads. With you and pleads with me.
Qu'on n'ait pas plaidé avec lui.
We have Jesus on our hands.
Nous avons Jésus entre nos mains.
What shall we do with this Jesus called Christ?
Que ferons-nous de ce Jésus?
The only thing we can do with the blood of Christ.
La seule chose que nous pouvons faire avec le sang de Jésus.
We can't wash it off like Pilate tried to do.
Il ne peut laver comme Ponce Pilate a essayé.
The only safe thing to do is to apply it to your heart.
La seule chose sûre de faire avec c'est de l'appliquer sur le cœur.
Whatever your condition, whatever mine.
Quelle que soit votre condition, que ce soit la mienne, pourquoi ne pas lui parler?
If there's anybody who desires prayer,
s'il y a quelqu'un qui désire la prière,
maybe you're struggling with something,
et que vous battez contre
quelque
chose, and
you're wanting someone to pray with you,
vous voulez que quelqu'un prie avec vous,
feel free while everyone's praying, come forward.
Sentez-vous libre, venez devant.
Don't be embarrassed, friends.
Ne soyez pas embarrassés.
Sometimes we need to shame the devil.
Parfois vous devez mener la honte.
Sometimes we need
diable.
To expose the unfruitful
Parfois,
deeds of darkness.
Il faut exposer les fruits non fructifiés des ténèbres.
So that they lose their power.
Afin qu'ils puissent perdre leur
Don't conscience. Keep secrets with the devil.
Ne gardez pas le secret.
Don't make covenants with darkness, friends.
Ne laissez pas l'alliance
Rather
avec
break those covenants.
Par contre, brisez cette
Rather
alliance.
Confess with your lips.
Venez fixer avec vos lèvres.
And you'll find that there's power.
Et vous allez trouver qu'il y a la puissance.
Power.
La puissance.
Wonder-working power.
La puissance qui travaille.
And the precious blood of the Lamb.
Dans le sang précieux de l'agneau.
Let's all pray. Let's all
Prions tous ensemble, recherchons sa face.
Heavenly Father, each and every one of us, Lord, would desire to come before Thee, Lord, even upon this day, to seek and ask and pray for Your grace, Father, and for Your mercy, even at this time. And just before we ask for Brother Francois to come and close in a word of prayer, just a couple of things about the week laying ahead. Firstly, like I said, if we could really, really encourage saints, please try to support Wednesday. Come for the prayer meeting on Wednesday. It's such a blessed thing. I remember when Brother Chukwosi came that time, and we had a prayer meeting on a Wednesday, and we had such a blessed prayer meeting. I remember Sister Julie got healed that time, and different things, remember? And it really set people's hearts in the right condition and direction for whatever it is the Lord's going to do. So please, whoever's free, come Wednesday. Let's really, really meet. Is that to be dedicated? Okay, that's fine, bro. Then secondly, Brother Crosby coming on Saturday to take two meetings. The evening service, which will probably be around 6 o'clock in the evening, we wanted to not make it a youth meeting, but a meeting for all of us, but to ask Brother Crosby maybe if he'd preach towards the youth once again. So I'm going to invite Brother Tom, you know, Brother Rock and them to come with their youth as well to see if anybody will come for that second service on Saturday. So invite your friends as well. Invite the young people, you know, you brothers, you young people, you sisters, invite your friends to come, especially for that evening service, something which will be focused more at the youth. And if I could really recommend, if the brothers who get out on the streets, if I'll prepare something like a leaflet, possibly on Friday night if the saints are free, why not get out and distribute some leaflets, speak to some people, invite them to come for the weekend services as well. I think it might be a real good thing if the saints, Brother George and them, are free just to do that. I'll prepare a little leaflet for that. So I think if we keep it in prayer, it'll be a blessing. Personally, I'm really looking forward to the meetings. I've known Brother Crosby many years. I've seen where he came from, been with him through a lot of different things, and the Lord is really using him in a wonderful way these days. You know, we saw him in the days of his youth, but the Lord is really, really using him in a wonderful way. And I really do respect him because I know his life. He's the sort of person, when he preaches something, he lives it. And when he says something, he believes it. And I really do believe the Lord will bless these meetings. So we thank the Lord. Let's dedicate this Bible first, and we ask Brother Francois if he wouldn't mind coming to close for us in a word of prayer. Father, thank you, Lord, for your word. Father, your word is a lamp unto our feet. You've given this Bible unto our brother. Father, this Bible hasn't changed in English since 1611. Father, since it was first translated, because it's your word. And that's the way that you want it to be. Father, society may change, men's opinions may change. But Father, how glad we can keep going back to the solid rock of your word. So Father, may you bless this Bible to our brother. Bless it to him and his family. Father, shine the light of your grace upon your word as he would read. Father, Lord, let it be nourishment unto his soul. Let it be a lamp unto his feet. Let it be a shield and a defense unto him, Lord. Let it be a sword. Let it be everything that you've spoken that it shall be. Let it be his salvation. Let it be all things, we pray. Father, we dedicate this Bible to thee. May you bless it, watch over it, use it for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Brother Francois, if you wouldn't mind, bro. God bless you, bro. Let's bow our heads, saints.
Father, this afternoon,
yes, Lord,
we come before thy presence to really thank you for your word that was preached today, Father.
Oh, Lord.
Is the word in due season.
Oh Lord.
We can see things that are happening around us, Father.
Amen.
In this world, Father, our hearts and our eyes can witness, Father, that we are living at the end of everything, Father.
Amen, Lord.
And how thankful we are unto thee, Father, to see that you could still use man, Father, and you send us a great message, Father.
Yes, Lord.
A message of warning and a message of grace, Father.
Amen.
And a message of awakening, Father.
Amen.
That we shall be sure that we are not judged with this world, Father.
Amen.
How we want to take advantage of this kind of message, Father.
Amen.
To set our life in order with
Amen.
Thee, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Father, there's nothing more that we can ask you in a moment like this. It's just a deeper and close walk with thee, Father.
Amen. Yes,
Father,
Lord.
An experience that we could surely know that we have what to take to go to the rapture.
Yes,
Father,
yes,
you,
yes,
we
Lord.
Know, as
Amen.
You, Pastor,
yes,
show us, Father, you made everything simple, Father.
Amen.
How simple was it that the people in the time of Noah,
Amen.
If they could believe in the message of Noah,
Amen.
That's all was the requirement, Father.
Amen.
You never ask us something that we are not able to do, Father.
Amen.
That's
yes,
why
Lord.
Even this time, Father, you send us a message of grace, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And you ask us to believe the message of the hour, Father.
Yes, Lord.
As your prophet says, full obedience to thy word will entitle us to the token, Father.
Amen.
And
Amen.
We see, Father, from the scripture that without the token, the house is in chaos, Father.
Amen.
That's why we want to apply the token
yes,
and
Lord.
Each of us life. And
Amen.
Each of us a house, Father.
Amen.
That everybody that has put his foot in this church, Father, at day of the resurrection, Father,
yes,
we shall rejoice together, Father.
Amen.
There's nobody
Amen.
Will miss because of the things of this world, Father.
Amen.
And how you send the message, Father, to separate from everything that is not necessary for
Amen.
Our Christian life, Father.
Amen.
We thank you, Father. Those are the kind of the message, Father, we like, Father.
Amen.
Sometimes they are not emotional. Father,
Amen.
But it come to shape us, Father.
Amen.
It come
Amen.
To bring us to the adoption, Father.
Oh,
that's why we thank you, Father.
Amen.
Many times we will desire something else, but in your mind,
Amen.
You know exactly what we need,
yes,
Father.
Yes.
And many times it come in the way of correction, Father,
Amen.
Because we are your children,
Amen.
And we accept it the way you
yes,
send it
Lord.
To us,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
Help us, Father, that when we leave this place, these things will not fly from our head, Father.
Amen.
Let this thing be the meditation of the week, Father.
Amen.
That the week that is lay aside us, Father, if we could meditate it upon this scripture, Father,
Amen.
We can go home and study, Father, and meditate upon them, Father. We know that there's enough virtue to change our life, Father.
Amen.
There's enough virtue in those scriptures, Father, that will help us to make to the rapture.
Amen.
Father, not yes. the one who wants, not the one who will, but by your spirit,
yes.
say the Lord, Father.
Amen.
That's why we surrender ourselves at thy hand now,
Amen.
Father.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Know our hearts. Many times the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing, Father.
Amen.
That's why we ask you to quicken the spirit inside of us, Father.
Yes, Lord.
That you should bring us where you want us to be,
Amen.
Father. And we also thank you, Father, because we are not what we used to be, Father.
Yes, Lord.
You
yes,
have
Lord.
To bring us to glory and to glory, Father.
Amen.
Yet we didn't yet reach where we're supposed to be, Father.
Amen.
But we can
yes,
see
Lord.
In our life, Father, that you already gained many ground, Father.
Amen.
And we don't
Amen.
Want to stop there, Father.
Amen.
We want to get to the adoption because that is the calling of each of us, Father.
Yes,
that why we ask you, you shall help us, Father. That you don't look at down in ourselves, but you look to us through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Because
yes,
that is the atonement that you made for us, Father.
Amen.
And we trust in nothing else but in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
and
Lord.
We know that it's not the chemical blood anymore. The blood becomes the word, Father.
Amen.
That why we trust in the message of the hour, Father.
Yes, Lord.
That the word that you reveal to our time, Father, that the only things that will stand the test of time,
yes,
Father.
Lord, yes,
and
Lord.
We can see the word of the prophet that you have put in his mouth, Father, being fulfilled to the letter,
yes,
to the dot, everything that was preached, everything that was spoken 15 years ago, 54 years ago, Father,
yes,
is being manifest inside of our life, Father.
Amen.
How that will erase a confidence
Amen.
In this message that we believe
yes,
in it.
Lord.
Despite the critics of the people, Father,
Amen.
But what matter is the reality that is in the message of the hour, Father.
Yes, Lord.
The message didn't come to make us a half believer.
Yes.
The message came to make us the full believer, Father.
Yes, Lord.
That's why we claim the power that is the message of the hour, Father.
Yes, Lord.
That will take away everything, all the dust yes. of this world, everything
yes,
that
Lord.
Is not of thee, Father, and we shall be able to reflect the life of Christ in
Amen.
Each of us' life, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Let this message leave the page of the spoken word, Father,
Amen.
The page of the Bible,
yes.
and the message become flesh in each of us' life, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Because
yes, Lord.
That's the purpose you send it to us,
Amen.
Father. We ask you, Father, and look ahead to the coming services, Father,
Amen.
Meetings. We want to remember them and put them at thy hand, Father.
Yes, Lord.
That your will shall be done, Father. You
Amen.
Know what exactly is our need, Father. That why we want to commit your servant that you're going to use
yes,
at
Lord.
Thy hand, Father.
Amen.
That he shall be moved by the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
Father. Because
yes,
the men of God are moved by the Holy Spirit
yes.
and they spoke on your behalf, Father.
Amen.
That why we want that when he come, Father, he shall speak on your behalf, Father.
Yes, Lord.
That something will be spoken. Will help a broken heart, Father.
Amen.
That
Amen.
Something will be spoken will save the life of the sinners, Father.
Amen.
All of us, Father, without thee, we can't live in this world, Father.
Yes,
we see the condition of the world. They are so terrible, Father.
Amen.
And we have even fear of the future of our children, Father.
Yes,
but we have a trust because we know that you, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who give us these children, Father,
Amen.
You will provide for them, Father.
Yes,
the influence in their school, Father. Everything around us, Father, is against them, Father. And what the government tried to do with them, Father,
Amen.
Is just the poison, Father.
Amen.
But yet the scripture tells us that the one that is in us is the more than the one that in the world.
Yes,
that's why we bring all the children of this church, Father,
Amen.
At thy hand, Father,
yes,
that you shall meet with them before the devil could meet with them, Father.
Amen.
That they shall have an experience with thee, Father,
yes,
before the devil could meet with them, Father.
Amen.
Because we know that the future, if there's many years to come, Father, the people who will be able to carry this message is our children, Father.
Yes,
that's why we pray for them, Father.
Amen.
That you shall
Amen.
Give them the love yes, of Lord. This message of the hour,
Amen.
Father.
Yes.
And
Lord,
if you've
Lord.
Given them to us, Father,
Amen.
You know the reason why, Father.
Amen.
And let's each parent, Father, each family be faithful to this message, Father,
Amen.
And we teach it to our children, Father.
Amen.
That even there will be more, yes, that our children will teach it to their children, Father.
Amen.
And we know, Father, that those who wait upon the Lord, then it shall renew their strength,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
That we wait upon thee this morning, Father, that you shall renew our strength, Father.
Yes,
you shall Amen. Give us power to walk once again from the earth to glory, Father,
Please,
always in this message, Father.
Yes, Lord,
let
yes,
us be faithful to it,
Amen.
Because we know this message will bring us to the rapture, Father.
Amen.
No matter what happened, no matter the condition of the land, Father,
yes,
we remember that Daniel living in a country where the civilization was very wrong and against the things of God,
Amen.
But yet he held to the things of God, Father.
Amen.
Let us be like Daniel, Father.
Amen.
The sense of hold that they never compromise with thy word.
Yes,
and they remain faithful to thy scripture, amen, to the word of the prophets, Father. That why we ask you, Father, that you should make us like them, Father.
Yes,
that we shall remain faithful to this message, Father, until the last minutes of our life, Father.
Amen.
We shall confess thee, being the Jehovah and the Savior of our life.
Yes,
Father,
Lord,
we thank you,
amen,
for the message that was preached today, Father.
Amen.
And you have used your servant. You have put him aside, Father, that he could speak to us, Father.
Amen.
Our hearts are surely burning because you have spoken to us, Father.
Yes,
that's why we ask you in return that you shall restore the virtue, Father, because the virtue has gone out of his body, Father.
Amen.
You shall restore the virtue back to his body,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
And you shall give him more light of thy,
amen,
word, Father.
Amen.
That each, yes, time when he's going to stand here, Father, the heaven shall be behind him,
please,
Father.
Lord.
And we shall be able to receive thy instruction, Father.
Amen.
Because we doubt thy word, Father, we are dead, Father.
Amen.
And we need it daily inside of our life, Father.
Yes,
and we doubt it, Father. It's a care inside of our life, Father.
Yes.
And we don't want to trust to anything else. We want to trust to thy provide way, Father.
Amen.
Because you knew, you have investigated, and you studied this age, Father.
Amen.
And you send us an appropriate message,
amen,
for this age, Father.
Yes,
you know that this message will help us to overcome the lukewarm condition,
yes,
of this age, Father.
Amen.
Where we want to find ourselves fully in Christ, Father.
Yes,
we don't want to have one foot in the world and one foot in Christ, Father.
Yes,
we want to have both foot inside of the word of God, Father. Help,
yes,
us not by our power, but by thy spirit,
please,
Father.
Lord.
Father, not by multiplying your words that you're going to answer to our prayer, Father.
Amen.
But you look at the sincerity of our heart, Father.
Yes,
our heart here in this place, Father. We are sincere, Father.
Amen.
And we come here with one purpose, Father.
Yes,
not to see with one another, but to meet with thee, Father.
Yes,
that's why we believe that you have spoken to us, Father.
Yes,
that's why we believe that our prayer requests are met, Father.
Amen.
Because you says you know the intents of the heart, Father.
Amen.
Before even we presented them unto thee, you knew them already, Father.
Yes,
that's why we bless thee, Father. Because you are an answering God.
Amen.
You already answered our prayer, Father. And we thank you for everything. If there's even a request that wasn't mentioned, Father, we don't need even to mention, Father.
Amen.
Because you know even the number of the hair of our head, Father.
Yes,
and you know also everything that is inside of our heart, Father.
Yes,
that we commit everything at thy hand. We want to depart from this place. We want you to go ahead before us.
Amen.
That the angel of the Lord shall go ahead before us,
amen,
Father. Because a time like this, the devil will not let it in peace, Father.
Amen.
But we trust in thee, Father.
Yes.
Because he says, my angel shall go before thee.
Yes,
and protect us from all the work of the enemy.
Amen.
Everything that is like accident, Father.
Amen.
Everything that can come in our way, Father.
Please,
to distract us from what you have given for us today, Father.
Amen.
We cast it out from our way to the dry place.
Amen.
In the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
and we have authority and we claim that,
amen,
we are victorious,
amen,
in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
bless us all and let the name of the Lord Jesus Christ go with us,
amen,
wherever way we'll go. In the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just a final reminder, if anybody wants to help Brother Vergus, please don't forget to see him. It'll be well appreciated. God bless.
Excellent is thy name, O Lord. How excellent is thy name. How excellent is thy name. How excellent is thy name, O Lord. How excellent is thy name. How excellent is thy name. How excellent is thy name, O Lord. How marvelous. How marvelous is thy name, O. How marvelous. How marvelous is thy name, O. thy name. How marvelous is thy name. How marvelous is thy name. Oh, Lord. How wonderful, wonderful is thy name, oh, how wonderful is thy name, oh, oh Lord, how wonderful is thy name, how wonderful is thy name. Wonderful is thy name, oh Lord. How wonderful is thy name. How wonderful is thy name. How wonderful is thy name, oh Lord. How excellent is thy name.